whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, and Quikrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you've got a project you'd like to get done around your house, we can help. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com by clicking on the blue microphone button. Maybe you got a project you'd like to do now or plan for the fall, which is just ahead. Maybe you got a decor dilemma or something that needs some fixing. Whatever it is, reach out to us because that's what we do. Coming up on today's show, do you know that the single most cost-effective way to increase your comfort and cut heating bills is adding attic insulation? We're going to share some tips on the easiest way to get this project done.
And if you love outdoor spaces and you want to keep dining and entertaining from spring through fall, a patio heater definitely is going to start coming in handy in the next few weeks. We're going to review the options so that you can extend your outdoor living season well into the fall.
And with home prices at an all-time high, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed on. Or is it? We're going to share the pros and the cons.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're here to share expert advice to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Dennis on the line who needs some help building a dock at a Florida home. Tell us what you're working on.
Yes, I'm having a contractor put in a dock at our Florida home that's on a lake, a 200-acre natural lake, and I was asking about using the Trex type, the material for the surface, and he did not recommend, he did not think it would hold up. He said he had used not necessarily that brand, but others, and he didn't think it's fresh water. So I was just wondering if that would be a good idea or a bad idea.
Well, I disagree with your builder when it comes to wear and tear, because Trex is incredibly durable stuff. And I'll give you an example from up here where I live in New Jersey. They use Trex to build the boardwalks. And there's a boardwalk that's been down here probably 20 years now that was built out of some of the original Trex. And it's only gotten better since then. So it stands up. The one thing you should be aware of, though, with any type of composite is it gets very, very hot. So since this place is in Florida, you're going to find if the dock's in direct sun that it's going to get really warm on a hot day, and you will not be able to walk on this stuff in bare feet. So that's why a lot of dock builders will not use a composite, because when it's exposed to a lot of heat like that, it can be very uncomfortable. You wouldn't want to lay on it or have a chair on it or anything like that, because it just gets so hot. It just holds a lot of heat. and wood's probably a better choice in a situation like that. But in terms of durability, there's nothing better. I'm building the Trex deck right now, and I got to tell you, I got no qualms whatsoever about the wear and tear on this stuff. I've seen it over the years, and ever since it came on the market, it's been one of the most durable decking products out there.
Okay, well, thank you then. Yeah, I guess from the heat standpoint, that might be the negative, or maybe the reason to go with the 5/4 inch or the 2x. Would be, I guess, more comfortable because, you know, we'll be lying on it and walking and all, whatever and all, so.
Now, I do know that some of the manufacturers, including Trex here, they're going to start seeing composite boards that have UV inhibitors in it, where it basically is a UV reflectant designed to keep the temperature down on those boards as well. So that may be coming in the future. But for now, if it was me and I was in Florida, I would not use composite in that particular application for that reason, just because it gets very, very warm.
So hot.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Been a lot of help.
All right, good luck with that project.
All right, now we've got to head out to Alaska, where LaDonna needs some help with snow management. At least that's what I think is going on. What's happening, LaDonna?
Yes, please. I live in Chugiak, Alaska, where we get plenty of snow each winter. My log cabin has a 6/12 pitch, and I'm wondering if I put tarps over my roof, whether the snow will slide off and prevent a lot of buildup. I typically get a lot of buildup each winter and use a roof rake to take it down, but I was told that maybe the snow would slide off a tarp.
I guess when you live in Alaska, you have to do a lot of work with snow management. So, LaDonna, I understand your concern, but I think it's probably not going to be that effective, and here's why. First of all, you live in Chugiak, I hope I pronounced that correctly, which is near Anchorage. So that's the southern part, the slightly warmer areas of Alaska. And the warmer areas are going to have wetter snow. And when the snow gets wet, it gets stickier. If you were to improve the sort of the texture of your roof in the way that would make the snow want to blow off, it's only going to happen when it's super cold and really dry and light and flaky. So I don't think that that's going to really give you any relief whatsoever for all the trouble that it's worth. And on top of that, when it does stick, now you're going to have to, again, get up there with the roof rake, and it might even be harder to get it down. You certainly would damage your tarp. So while I can appreciate the situation, I just don't think that that is going to work for you. And, you know, the only thing that might work might be heating cables, which will stop it from building up quite as much. But, again, that's expensive to run. So I think you're going to be stuck using that snow rake. That really is the best thing to do at this point.
Chandler in Kentucky, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
My question for you is, when it comes to insulating a new home, I'm building a new home in Mayfield, and I would like to know what's the best route. I want to do a total encapsulation of the entire envelope of the house, but I don't want it to cook my shingles in the hot summers and stuff. I don't want to have a vented roof system or anything. I feel like that's a very outdated method, but I just don't know, and I don't know any contractors that are educated enough to be able to give me an answer. So I'd really like to have some perspective from y'all on what would be the best approach as far as having a great insulation value, but not cooking your shingles in the summer with that hot Kentucky heat that we can get.
You know, Chandler, I've heard this this same question over and over again, and I think that the roofing shingle manufacturers sort of started this because they have told some folks that their warranties would be voided unless they vented the attic. But the truth is that you can go ahead and spray foam the inside of your attic and the entire building envelope with absolutely no fear whatsoever that this will shorten your roof shingles. You know what would shorten your roof shingle life, like, at about 10 times more than worried about spray foam insulation? Just having a darker shingle. You know, if you look at white roofs versus black roofs, the white roofs reflect more UV than a black roof. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that really impacts shingle life, not whether you use a spray foam insulation on the back side of it. There have been some folks that have done some really detailed studies on this, and if I remember the number correctly, I think the increase in temperature of the sheathing was only about 3% because of the spray foam, which is infinitesimal and completely insignificant. So I would have no worries whatsoever about shortened shingle life by using spray foam insulation, which is why, by the way, I myself have personally used it, and it's been up for several years, and I have no fear whatsoever that it's going to shorten my roof shingle. So I think it's a great option for you. It's going to seal and insulate and make that home super comfortable for you in the years ahead.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, did you know that most older attics simply don't have enough insulation? We're going to share how to figure out how much insulation you have and how much you really need in today's energy saving tip presented by Owens Corning when the Money Pit returns. Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deiss Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeissCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. If you guys can dream it, you definitely can build it. And we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Cindy in Ohio is on the line with a question about cedar shingles. How can we help you?
I live in a raised ranch home, and I have cedar shingle siding on the front of my home. And the shingles themselves are in good shape, They were previously stained, and I'm wondering, now that they're fading, if there is any way I could paint them or do something different to them other than staining them.
So, Cindy, the one thing to know about siding like this, cedar siding in particular, is that once you paint it, you're kind of committing to paint for the rest of the life of the siding on your house. If you continue with the stain, as you've noticed, the stain will fade, it'll change color, but it doesn't ever get to the point where you have like cracked strips of stain that would have to be pulled off with paint. That's what happens. It ends up cracking and separating from the cedar below, and you'll have to scrape it all out to do another coat or at least rough up what's there. So I'm a big fan of stain on siding. Now, that said, you have a lot of choices in stain. It doesn't have to be dark. You want to brighten it up, not a problem. You want to turn it into like a red cedar, you can do that. You want it to be gray, you could do that. I would recommend that you use a good quality, solid color exterior stain. And the other thing about cedar siding is that sometimes it's helpful if you prime it first with an anti-tannin primer. There's certain types of primers that work well with cedar, and by doing that, you stop some of the oils from leaking through and impacting the quality of the stain. You know, we've taken care of the cedar siding on our house doing just that for many, many years, and I've had my siding last years and years and years, like way longer than it should have between coats of stain, just because we did it right the first time out. So I'd recommend you skip the painting step and go right with the stain. Use the solid color stain, prime it first, and that's going to last as long as it possibly can.
Well, adding insulation is the single most cost-effective way that you can improve your comfort and cut energy costs. And now that we're moving toward the colder weather, it really is a great time to take on that project. We've got tips on how you can do that in today's energy-saving tip presented by Owens Corning.
Okay, so first up, let's talk about where to insulate, because your attic plays a huge part in keeping your heating bills down. So that's where you start. And having enough insulation is key. Now, the experts at the Department of Energy say that most homes need 19 inches of fiberglass bat insulation or 22 inches of blown-in insulation. And frankly, most homes just don't have that now. So it's also just as important to make sure that insulation is doing its job by maintaining a dry and well-ventilated attic. So ventilation allows attic heat to escape to the exterior in the summer, and also helps to cart away moist air in the winter, which can make the insulation ineffective, and keep the roof surface at a more consistent temperature, and that will reduce the opportunity for ice dams to form. So once you double check that your attic is insulated well and that any existing insulation is not blocking your soffit vents, you should be good to go. But also, don't forget to make sure that your bath exhaust fans are not dumping a lot of moisture directly into the attic, because that's another thing that we see a lot.
Now, when you're ready to tackle this insulation project and add some new insulation to your home, use Owens Corning's Pink Next Gen fiberglass insulation. The Pink Next Gen fits snugly into those floor joists, which is super important for the insulation to work well. It's soft to the touch, it's a lot easier to work with than the fiberglass of the past, and if you find that you need to add more insulation on top of existing insulation, you want to make sure that you're using unfaced fiberglass bats, because this is going to help you avoid trapping moisture between the original insulation and the new stuff that you're adding. Now, if you have loose fill insulation, be sure to pick up Owens Corning's Attic Cat blown-in insulation, and then rent the Attic Cat blown-in machine from your local Home Depot or Lowe's, and that's going to complete your job. With blown-in, though, it's important that you add an even layer that's going to cover the joist. And one trick is to install rulers in a few places so you can actually measure the depth and make sure that you're adding a consistent level of insulation, because you don't want sort of heavy-filled pockets, you know?
Yeah, I remember one time when I was doing a home inspection, one of the installers had laid in, you know, like sort of the cheap yardsticks that you see around, they're just like very plain Jane, and they had yardsticks like tacked up in like four or five places in the attic, and they could tell that they had the exact same amount of insulation in all of those spaces. So it was a really cool trick of the trade. So last thing, when you're installing insulation, you want to make sure you avoid covering any recessed lighting or anything else that generates heat, because that could be dangerous. So you want to just cut the insulation around them, leave a little space. And that wraps up today's energy-saving tip presented by Owens Corning. For more tips and advice or information on this project, just visit owenscorning.com or contact your local Home Depot or Lowe's store for help. Owens Corning insulation products are available at homedepot.com and lowes.com.
We're going to head to West Virginia, where we've got Russ on the line, who's dealing with some flickery lights. What is happening?
Well, I have a light fixture in my dining room, and it has 10 bulbs. Each one of the bulbs is an Edison-type bulb.
Okay.
I have it on. When I turn the hot water on, the light flickers. Okay?
Okay.
But what I did was I took an incandescent bulb. I was just trying something. I took one incandescent bulb and put in the light fixture. I can put the incandescent bulb in any position, and it doesn't
I was going to ask you that. Okay, so a couple of questions. First of all, the water heater, is this an electric water heater?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. So when the electric water, I'm going to give you a suggestion here of what might be happening. When the electric water heater comes on, it's going to pull a lot of current and cause a voltage drop across the whole system. And
okay.
When that comes on, the amount of current going to those LED bulbs that are majorly in your ceiling fixture, with an LED, when you get below a certain amount of voltage, it starts doing weird things like flicker. It doesn't evenly dim. Like an incandescent bulb, it always comes on, and sometimes maybe it's not as bright while that voltage drop is happening. But with an LED, mm-hmm. it starts to flicker when it goes below a certain level, unless it's a dimmable LED, but that's another conversation. Well, good luck with that project.
Heading to Pennsylvania, where Amanda's online and dealing with some floor squeaks. What's going on?
We just got a house. It's about 100 years old, but it's in great condition. It has the original hardwood floors, which are in great condition as well, but some of them creak, especially the stairs. What can we do to fix some of the soft spots and some of the creaky areas? They have about the 1-inch pieces of board that run across without ruining the original hardwood.
So when you have a beautiful old home and you've got wood floors that squeak, that's like the charm bonus right there. You know, some people pay more for that. So trying to find the source of those squeaks is challenging. I can tell you why they happen. They happen because the boards move and they rub against each other, and that's what makes that squeaky sound. You can try to lessen them by tightening those loose boards where you find them. But it's the kind of thing that I think, Leslie, you chase them and you figure out one spot that's like squeaking and you fix that and it's quiet. And then you take two steps and it's opened up somewhere else, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's like you're constantly moving to the next squeaky sound, creaky sound.
Yeah. So you can try to tighten up those boards, and I'll tell you what types of hardware to use. Essentially what you want to do is you want to screw those floors down to the floor joists below. And there's a type of screw, it's a very specialized type of screw, not hard to find, but it's called a trim screw. And the reason you're using screws is because when you put them in, they don't pull out. And because it's hardwood, you're going to have to do a pilot hole first, and then you drive in the trim screw, which is a very, very narrow screw with a narrow head. You typically would use a screwdriver with a bit on the end that basically fits into the top of the trim screw, and you can drive it down right below the surface of the wood. They're almost impossible to see when they're done, and if you tighten up those areas, you can also do it on stair treads, which you mentioned were making some noise. That will help to quiet it down, but don't expect it to be completely silent. That ship has sailed. It's not going to happen, right? But you could probably get a lot better than it is right now.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you love your outdoor spaces and you want to keep dining and entertaining and hanging out there all summer, all fall, you know, let's extend the use of this awesome area. A patio heater is going to come in very handy. We'll review those options after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Floodline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Fall is just ahead. Summer is almost gone. What projects are you planning for the cooler days? If you've got questions on those projects, reach out to us right now by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com.
All right, we've got Tom on the line who's dealing with a plumbing issue outside of the house. What's going on?
Hi. I have a question about the spigots on the outside of the house. They're over 20 years old and seem to be pretty leaky. If I can buy a kit to just make them not leak anymore, if they should be replaced.
Well, Tom, that definitely happens with older faucets. The seals kind of wear out. In terms of a kit, you know, there are PEX kits out there that are designed to replace the old hose bibs that you might be able to use if you're familiar with that. I would make sure before I dive in here that there's a shutoff valve for that faucet on the inside of your house so that you can turn the water off. And then you may be able to cut the old pipe out and insert a new PEX-based exterior faucet. Now, PEX is cross-linked polyethylene piping and has all the various valves and fixtures available to go with it, but it's really easy to join it to the old copper piping and do so in a permanent way that's not going to leak, and that will give you a new functioning outdoor faucet to use from that point forward. Remember, though, regardless of whether it's PEX or not, you've got to turn those off in the wintertime, because if you don't, that's an area that's primed to freeze and break. Well, if you love your outdoor spaces and you want to keep dining and entertaining there spring through fall, a patio heater definitely comes in handy. So here's a quick overview of the options. The first thing you need to consider is the fuel. Now, patio heaters are constructed to function using, I guess, three different fuel types: propane, natural gas, or electricity.
Yeah, and I think the next thing you should start thinking about is, you know, do you want to keep it in one spot or do you want it to be portable? Because there's two options out there. A stationary heater is going to hook up to your natural gas line, so you don't have the tanks that you're going to need to be replacing or refilling or moving around. But if you plan on moving the heater to different locations, you will need a portable propane model. Now, portable patio heaters can either be freestanding or tabletop. Both are awesome. Both work well. You just kind of have to figure out where you're using it and what works best.
Exactly. Now, you also want to consider the heating power, because this is going to really determine how much heat it actually throws. So, for example, a 45,000 BTU heater is going to produce a 20-foot heat diameter. So that would be plenty to cover like a patio table. Freestanding heaters are also typically more powerful than the tabletop heaters, so they can be used for bigger groups.
Yeah, and lastly, it's important to know if the patio heater will be for an open or closed area. Now, for outdoor use, a freestanding gas heater can deliver a tremendous amount of heat to that surrounding area, but for enclosed areas like a patio space under a roof, an electric portable patio heater is really going to end up being your best choice.
Yeah, and of course, no matter what kind of patio heater you choose, you want to make sure you read and follow the manufacturer's operational instructions, and I might add their maintenance instructions, because I've often found that those patio heaters, somehow when you put them away in the middle of winter and you're taking them out again, they seem to corrode. They will get spider's nests inside of the gas pipes where the propane comes through, so they do need a fair amount of maintenance, and you just need to know that that happens and follow it. It's not hard to do, but just don't get frustrated when you turn it on the second season and it doesn't work, because that's going to be why.
Sherry in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a dryer. What is going on at your money pit?
We have recently renovated our home, and we have noticed that with our dryer, if, you know, and they'll be dry, and sometimes I have just left them in there, and I have to refluff them to get the wrinkles out or something. But when I go back to them, if it's been overnight, they're pretty damp. And I didn't know if that was more of a dryer issue, or maybe it's the way we have it hooked up. It's in the laundry room, which is outside the kitchen, and is accessed through a vent just through the main, you know, the wall into the outside.
Right. So let me ask you a question about this. If you're standing at the dryer and the signal goes off signaling that the drying load is done, are the clothes damp then, or did they become more damp when they sit overnight?
They become more damp overnight.
I mean, this sounds like a condensation thing where you've got the dryers all warm and toasty from the clothes being dried, and perhaps then it's on like a cold wall or exposed to air conditioning or something, right, Tom?
Maybe. It's a really odd problem. I can't imagine what's causing it unless there is high humidity. Do you have any evidence of high humidity anywhere else in that area? Do you see condensation? Do you see any mold growth? Does it feel like humid and sort of the air is thick down there, or is it only in the dryer?
I've not really noticed it.
Do you have a steam dryer? Does it have a water line that's hooked up to it? Is it a newer dryer that has a steam setting?
No.
I can't imagine what's causing this, but for, like you say, Leslie, the humidity down there. And so I'm going to give you some general advice on dehumidifying that space.
Okay.
Which is, all that humidity starts in the outside of the house. It starts when you have gutters that are clogged. It starts when the soil around the house is really flat so you don't get any runoff, or the downspouts aren't directed at least 4, 5, 6 feet away from the foundation. Because when you have a lot of water that collects around the house like that, it shows up first in the way of high humidity, and much later if it continues in the form of flooding. So I would definitely look at the dampness issue and see if we can dry that space down there. You might want to try a portable dehumidifier for a while just to see if that has an effect on it. But even if you have that running, stopping the moisture from forming at the outside is usually the way that you get this under control.
Okay.
And it's something you can do yourself, too. It's not terribly expensive. It just, you just have to understand why this is happening. We have a post on MoneyPit.com. It's almost always on the homepage because it's so popular, about how to stop a basement from flooding. Now, of course, you said you don't have a basement that's flooding, and I understand that, but the advice is exactly the same. And we lay out step by step what you need to do to reduce moisture accumulation around the foundation perimeter of your house. So why don't you take a look at that as well, Sherry, okay?
Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Well, with U.S. home prices at an all-time high, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. But is it? We're going to share the pros and cons just ahead.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus in any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? We've got a few short weeks left of summertime, so take advantage of that extra daylight hours before we head right into the fall, which just so happens to be the perfect weather to tackle lots of home projects. So let us know what you are working on or what you're planning to do, and we will be there to help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Go ahead, follow us, you guys, on the Money Pit podcast. This way you can listen to the Money Pit anytime you like. You'll get new episodes Monday and Thursday. Head on over to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. All right, heading down south to Florida, we've got Glenn standing by who has got some question about termites and insulation. Let's see what's going on. How can we help you, Glenn?
What I'm trying to find out, our termite pest control has came out with a attic insulation that they say is borax treated. It's a cellulose. And that it should, you know, control termites that may get up into the attic. You know, we have a lot of what's called the Formosa termites. I'm just trying to find out, have you heard anything on this? Is it of value to put it in? Or?
Yeah, the idea of mixing borax in with insulation is not a new idea. Those products have been around for a long time. Now, you, in this case, you have a, you know, you have a pest control company that obviously is trying to do an extension on their existing build, on their existing business. And I get that. You know, they're looking for other ways to expand their business. You do have a problem in Florida with Formosa termites where they are not subterranean like we have up here in the north where they come in our case, they come up from the ground so we can treat the perimeter. So when you have a whole house problem like that, you've got to, your treatment's got to be, you know, from top to bottom. So I don't know that it's a bad idea. I don't know how effective it is. I would love to see some data on this as opposed to just, it sounds like a good idea. I don't think it's terribly common, but I can't tell you that it's not going to work. I just don't think it's common enough for me to have a strong opinion on whether or not this makes sense or not. Certainly, you know, homes in Florida with regular inspections can be very well protected against termites. And just because you have this insulation that's treated with borax doesn't mean you should not be having regular inspections, because that's the way to stay on top of this. The problem becomes when you don't do this and then you get these big surprises. And Leslie, you know, if that happens, what they have to do in Florida is tent these houses. They basically,
oh my gosh, I've seen
put
it.
The house under a tent.
That's, they right, look like circus tents. Yeah. They're always like the most ridiculously striped looking things ever.
Yep. So that's what you want to avoid. So regular inspections is your best defense first.
All right. Well, you've given me a lot of good information to go on. So I appreciate the call.
Right. Well, glad to help.
Thank you.
Well, with the U.S. home prices still rising, I mean, is there ever going to stop? Nope, it seems like they're just going to get more and more and more expensive. So what do you do? I mean, it can be kind of tempting to look at a good deal by buying a house that's been foreclosed. You know, it's not a bad way to get a potential price break, but there are a lot of pros and a lot of cons that you need to consider before you do take that plunge. So first, let's talk about pros. You're going to see a lower price, which is amazing. I mean, the biggest advantage of buying a home that's in foreclosure is the price, because they're being sold under duress. Foreclosed homes are typically cheaper than comparable homes in that same area. Now, you've also got motivated sellers. Lenders don't want to own foreclosed properties, and they're looking to move them quickly. And some lenders will beautify the property or even make some repairs. And, you know, there's a good chance to build equity here. If you're buying a cheaper home that needs renovation, you've got a chance to increase your equity when it's all fixed up. Now, products like the FHA 203K mortgage, they can help, because this mortgage offers enough money to buy and then gives you the money to rehabilitate that property as well. So there's interesting ways to look at how you can get your money and what you can do with it.
And while all that sounds very wonderful, it is my job to warn you about the cons of buying a foreclosed property. Number one is it's sold as is. When you buy a house out of foreclosure, that means you're buying the house as is, warts and all. And some foreclosed homes have issues, severe structural issues or code violations or mechanical issues that can really cost you thousands to fix. I mean, homeowners that are being evicted may have abused the home and not paid for needed repairs. And the other risk is that typically, or I would say maybe not typically, but fairly often, you can't get a real good home inspection on a foreclosed house because the utilities are off. And if the utilities are off, there's a lot your home inspector cannot do. Cannot check the plumbing system, the electrical system, the heating system, the air conditioning system, and so on. So a lot of risk there. And then lastly, the home actually might not go up for sale. If you've got your eye on a foreclosed home, keep in mind that it can take months or years for it to actually go up for sale. And if it ever does at all, a lot of states give homeowners a lot of opportunities to catch back up on their mortgages. So you could be sitting on that house and stocking money away and expecting you're going to have a shot at buying it. And guess what? It just never happens. If you want some more tips, we've got a post on MoneyPit.com that outlines all of this and a lot more. It's simply called, Is It Bad to Buy a Foreclosed Home? And it's on MoneyPit.com. So check it out today.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. Now, when it comes to home projects, we know that you want to nail it every time. Angie will do the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, John says that he's had a very expensive summer because of air conditioning costs. We're going to help him find some relief from those high bills when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If you don't have at least 19 inches of fiberglass bat insulation or 22 inches of blown in, you don't have enough insulation. And if you want to keep your house cool and keep the hot side hot and the cool side cool, put in more insulation as well.
All right, next up, Brian wrote in saying, I recently lost power to two rooms in my house. A friend had me test a few things, and he said there's a bad wire somewhere in the wiring. I would hire an electrician, but we're trying to save some money right now, so I'm going to have to do this job myself. Is there a device I can use to test the wiring in the house and find this bad wire? Better yet, how do I go about doing that?
Yeah, you don't. Look, there's a reason electricians work for years before earning their licenses. Electrical work is hazardous. It is not for someone who simply considers themselves handy without having significant electrical experience. I get your desire to save money, but listen, not only could this be dangerous to you, if you don't fix this, it could be dangerous to your house. In terms of checking things out further, there is one simple thing you can do before calling a pro, and that is to pick up an outlet tester. Now, outlet testers are inexpensive, and they'll tell you at least whether your outlets are wired correctly. They can tell, for example, if the outlet is grounded or not grounded. They can tell if the wiring is reversed. It's called reverse polarity. It can detect that. And if there's a ground fault on the circuit, it can test the GFCI. But beyond that, you really need to have a pro to do the investigation, figure out what's going on, and fix it.
Yeah, you know, Brian, I mean, when it comes to electrical issues, we're all about trying to help you figure stuff out and wanting to tackle this yourself, but there's also a risk of some serious injury here should something go wrong. And with electrical work, there's great potential for something to go wrong. So while we'd love to help you do it yourself, we also want to help you, you know, keep things safe at home. So we're happy to tell you when this is something maybe you should ask a pro.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, thanks a lot for spending a bit of time with us today. Hope that we've inspired you with some tips and advice to take on projects around your house. The fall is just ahead. It's what we call the Goldilocks season, because it's not too hot, it's not too cold to take on projects inside and outside your house. So if you're thinking that way and you're starting to make some plans, we can help. Reach out to us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. King Charles III formally proclaimed sovereign of the United Kingdom earlier today.
The crown of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is solely and rightfully come to the Prince Charles Philip Arthur George.
God save the King!
On the balcony of St. James's Palace, David White, the Garter King of Arms, read out the proclamation to the British public that Charles, formerly the Prince of Wales, had now officially become King. Moments earlier within the palace, King Charles III took part in the accession ceremony. Charles automatically became King when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, died. However, the accession ceremony is a key constitutional and ceremonial step in introducing the new monarch to the country. Karen Chamas, London.
The state funeral for the late Queen will be a week from Monday. Bit of relief in Southern California. Some cooler temperatures and spotty rain from a tropical storm that's veered off the Pacific coast comes just days after a relentless heat wave nearly overwhelmed the state's electrical grid. Officials braced for flooding in coastal and mountain areas and feared powerful winds could expand the massive Fairview fire, burning about 75 miles southeast of Los Angeles. Cal Fire spokesman Isaac Sanchez says a lot of resources are going towards fighting the dozens of active fires all across the state.
We're estimating about 8,200 firefighters that are assigned statewide to the various incidents. There are absolutely a number of evacuation orders as well as evacuation warnings that are in place statewide associated with all of our fires right now.
Canada's opposition Conservative Party elected 43-year-old populist Pierre Poilievre as their leader. This is SRN and townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
It is not a message in a bottle, but Alaska residents are thrilled just the same.
It appears that shipping containers spilled into the ocean over a year ago are now washing up on beaches across the state. Forget storage wars. These containers are filled with everything, from bike helmets to Yeti coolers and luggage sets. The containers have traveled at least 1,200 miles from the site of last October's spill near Washington's Olympic Peninsula. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The American Trucking Association is asking Congress to help prevent a railroad shutdown if railways and unions can't work out a deal. Negotiations are at an impasse between the companies like Union Pacific and CNX and some 115,000 union members. The deadline is September the 16th. Their arguments are over health conditions, breaking news and analysis, and townhall.com. The midterm elections just weeks away. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says his party will do well November 8th if they can keep Democrats from using what he calls a false narrative to bury bad news about the economy.
The Democrats are doing everything they can to deflect attention away from the failure of this administration on the economy. And with our focus is to make sure that people understand they're still paying way too much for gas, way too much for food, and they're just barely making ends meet.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Tillis is optimistic about the elections. Republican Herschel Walker is optimistic as well. He's taken the lead in the U.S. Senate race against incumbent Democrat Senator Warnock in Georgia, 46% to 44%, according to the latest Emerson College polling survey. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, and Quick Creek. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast at floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we want you to look around your house. Look up, look down, walk around the exterior, and tell us what are you planning to take on this weekend. Because we know you got a project. And if you do, we're here to help. We're here to lend a hand. We've been doing this a long time. And if you've got a challenge or an opportunity with a project that has to be done, or one that you want to get done, reach out to us, because we can help you save time, save money, and get it done once, get it done right, so you can get on to enjoying your home. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've got young kids, you know that they get smarter every day, and that's why your child-proofing safeguards have to get smarter as well. We're going to share some of the most effective ways to guard against childhood accidents.
And the past few months have been tough in the housing market, and that's why a lot of people are turning towards renovating their home rather than buying a new one. But the market has also opened up some more affordable ways that you can finance those projects as well. So we're going to share those details in a bit.
And if you've ever tried to repair cracked, deteriorated concrete, like on a sidewalk or driveway or a garage floor, you may have found that those repairs have to be made to the same spots over and over again. So we're going to tell you a way to do these once and have them stick.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of those projects, big and small.
So call us right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Hope from Illinois on the line, who's in a super great mood about this project. What's going on?
The project is putting up a fence for our dogs in a
pretty large area at the back of the house that borders a creek. It's a very high creek bank. Water rarely comes into the yard or anything, but just concerned about moisture and what the ground might be like underneath and if that should affect the material that we use for the fence.
What are you thinking about? What kind of fence are you leaning towards?
Well, we've looked at everything from like rolls of welded wire on posts or some sort of black wrought iron low fencing, something like 3 feet.
Okay. So in either case, you're going to have metal fence posts, not wood fence posts. Have you thought about wood fencing, or are you just afraid of the water?
Yeah, we have definitely thought of wood as well, yes.
Okay. So, well,
something that won't ruin our view.
Right. Okay. Hey, now that's a great point, because if you want something that's almost invisible, the idea of the black fencing is definitely the way you want to go. If you have a black fence, like I often see these around pools, because, you know, people put pool fences around because they absolutely have to and should. They're not only required, but they're just essential for safety. But let's face it, you spend a lot of money on the pool, you don't want to kind of just stare at a fence from, you know, from your house or the street. But if you use black fencing, it's almost invisible. It like melts in with the background. So I think that that's a really good choice if that is your goal. In terms of the moisture, I really don't think you have anything to be concerned about. If you were working with a wood fence or wood posts, I would tell you to put those posts in and don't use any concrete. Just use stone, aggregate, you know, like a gray driveway gravel kind of thing, because it drains and the post is just as solid with the stone as it is, I found, with concrete. But it drains very well and it's really locked in place well. Now, in terms of the metal post, I've not put in, well, I put one metal fence post in around a large garden some years ago, and I think if I recall right, I used stone for that, but you're going to have to check the manufacturer's recommendation. You don't have the same issues with rot. Most of those posts are aluminum. You just don't want to make sure that the post is not going to react with the concrete. And if you do decide to go with concrete and the metal post, then I would use the Quikrete concrete product in the red bag, because you can pour it in dry and then kind of water the hole. So you don't have to mix it up ahead of time. You basically pour it in dry and let it sit there and then just fill the hole with water, and a couple hours later you're good to go.
Well, thank you so much, and I listen to you every single week. I've learned so much from you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Good luck with the new house and call us back anytime.
Thank you.
All right, now we're going to talk to Robert in Michigan, who's looking for some heating solutions. What's going on there, Robert?
Well, I have a 1,500 square foot house in northern mid-Michigan, and I have, everything's electric now. I have electric baseboard heat, and I remodeled recently, well, 20 years ago, and I threw in a lot of insulation. So the house is pretty well insulated, and with thermal windows and et cetera. And But electric heat is expensive, and I wondered if a air heat pump, I understood that they're a lot more efficient than they used to be, would be a solution for me.
So they are, but Michigan's a tough climate for any kind of heat pump because it's just so darn cold. But I guess if your only choice is that or baseboard heat, it probably would be less expensive. But let me tell you a little bit about a heat pump and the way it works so you really understand what you're getting into here. So a heat pump, first of all, you have to have ducting that goes through the house to supply the heat, right?
My plan is to just have it come into one main room.
Just have it come into one room. So are you going to use like a through-the-wall unit?
Yes, yes. The unit would be outside. But then there would be a wall unit.
Oh, so you're talking about like a mini split. So,
I understand
what you're saying.
Yeah, call it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So they are more efficient. But here's what I wanted to make sure you were clear on. With a heat pump, the temperature of the air that comes out is not as warm as what's coming off of those radiators. You know, when you have fossil fuel, by way of an example, the air comes out at about 140 degrees. When you have a heat pump, it comes out at around 100, 110 degrees. So sometimes when people feel the air blowing on them from a heat pump, they feel like they'll say it's cold, but it's really just not as warm as you used to. And when it hits your skin, the moisture evaporates off. It feels a little chilly sometimes. And what folks do in that case is they throw the thermostat up, and that's where it gets expensive, because a heat pump maintains a very steady temperature in your house. And when you throw the thermostat up, you bring on backup resistance heat, which is like having another baseboard heater inside your heat pump. And it pretty much doubles or triples the cost to run that thing. So what I would do is if you put one in, I would set it and leave it alone, and I would keep the baseboard heat units in as a backup for those extremely cold days when you're just not comfortable. I think, for the most part, it'll be less expensive, but I still think there's going to be some really chilly days where you wish you had more. And the other thing is, you mentioned you insulated the walls. Make sure you've got at least 19 inches of insulation in your attic. That's the number one way to keep heat in that house.
Okay. Thank you for returning the call.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on? We want to lend a hand. So give us a call. Reach out. Whatever you like, we're standing by. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, is your home as child-proofed as it needs to be? We've got some tips on the best thing to do to keep kids safe in every room of your house when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you guys are working on or thinking about or even dreaming about, you guys for sure can build it and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Lynn in Delaware on the line, who's got a leak in the basement that's as if somebody's turned a faucet on. What's going on?
Well, last Thursday we had a torrential rain in Delaware, and I was so afraid of trees falling in the rain, I ran down to my basement immediately. And about maybe 2 minutes being down there, I hear some sound like somebody turned on a faucet. So I look behind the where the faucet is. It comes from the inside. The water pipe comes from the outside onto the inside. Water was just gushing. It was just gushing in, just like a faucet.
So it was coming around the pipe where the pipe comes through the wall?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. So that makes sense. You know, what happens is when you get a torrential rain like that, it's going to find the path of the easiest path and the path of least resistance. And the holes that are drilled through foundation walls for things like plumbing, like the hose bib in your case, are going to provide an easy entry. So what I would tell you is a couple of things. Now, it probably only happens when you get maybe a severe downpour like this, maybe even one that's fueled by rain. But I would, number one, is I would take silicone, and you can buy a tube of silicone and a little can squeeze tube, or you can buy one and just put into a caulking gun. And I would seal the gap around where the pipe comes through the foundation wall. All right, so next I want you to do the same thing on the inside. This is going to stop what happened to you most recently. But the other thing I want you to do is to take a look, if you can, at the drainage conditions outside that wall, because you might find that maybe you have an overflowing gutter there, or that you have soil that is sort of settling down, and maybe it's moving too much water towards that area of the wall. I don't know how high up this hose bib is. But generally, the roof and surface drainage conditions are what starts this all. And it's an easy fix. You just got to figure out what it is. Downspouts are also really important to check. They, most of the time when the gutter companies put them in, they drop them pretty close to the foundation, and we always like to see them extended out 4 or 5 feet. So you're moving all that water out away from that wall, and if you can kind of move it out and keep it away, you're going to find that the whole space is a lot drier. And in your particular case with this little gusher that happened, sealing the area around the pipe should stop that from happening the next time.
Oh, okay. Now, another thing that I'm wondering, now that you said about the ground settling and everything, this particular stepway, I've had groundhogs
that used to dig
under there, and I'm wondering if they could have moved the dirt and made a path or something to this particular...
Yeah, they may have. They may have. Generally, the first 4 to 6 feet, you want to do what you can to keep the soil sloping away from the walls in those first few feet. So if it does settle in, you just add clean fill dirt, not topsoil, but just fill dirt, very inexpensive, and you pack it in there and you slope it away. Then you could put some mulch, or you could put some topsoil and grass over that, but you want to have that soil sloping away, and then it's going to settle every once in a while, and especially if you get in the overflowing gutters, it'll just erode and wash away. So that maintaining that sort of slope and that space to keep the walls as dry as possible is important, and it really does help solve a lot of problems with water in the basement and even dampness in the basement.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's what I will do then. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, accidental injuries are the leading cause of death in children ages 1 to 14, which is why childproofing your home is vitally important. Now, according to a report by SafeHome.org, nearly half of parents surveyed say that a child's injury could have been avoided with proper precautions. Now, the good news is that childproofing your home is affordable, easy, and it often requires nothing more than common sense habits and some simple DIY items.
Now, the study shows that the most effective childproof measures include storing hazards like glass objects, alcohol, knives, cleaning products, and chemicals out of reach, and covering electric outlets in every room to prevent shocks. Now, some other important safety steps you need to consider would be to do things like securing electrical cords or clearing blankets and toys from cribs and beds and locking cabinets and even using non-slip strips in the bathtubs and unplugging appliances when they're not being used.
Now, smart home technology is helpful for childproofing, too. Popular choices are window and door sensors that will alert you if a child is wandering, bathroom flooding sensors, indoor cameras, and movement tracking baby monitors so that you can keep watch from another room.
You know, while it's impossible to make your house 100% childproof and accidents will happen, a lot of injuries can be avoided with the right safety measures. I mean, I think the challenge is mostly that what I found with my kids growing up is that grow so fast that they change every day with their skills. You know, one day you've got them in the playpen, the next day they're climbing out because they figured that out, right? So it's always changing, so you really always have to be on top of it and expect the unexpected.
Next up, we've got Daryl in Louisiana. What's going on at your money pit?
I have an older house, probably in early 70s, and it has the old-time windows, just single glass pane, and I have a couple of good-sized picture windows, like 9 feet across or something like that, and they're big, and I lose a lot of energy there. One of them is on the south, on the west side, so I get that afternoon hot sun.
Yeah.
And I want to know if it would be better use of my money to replace the window with a new updated double pane, you know, nice modern window, or put some insulation in the attic, which the attic also needs insulation because there's not, you know, there's not much up there. I know I can definitely use some insulation. What would be the best use of the money?
All right, so a couple of things come to mind. So first of all, regardless of what you do with this window situation, I definitely would put more insulation in the attic. That's kind of a no-brainer. You're always going to get a good return on investment on that. So if you had, you know, if you had 8 inches of fiberglass insulation and you could add 8 or 10 or 12 more, you want to use unfaced fiberglass bats and then just stack them perpendicular to what you have. You have to trade off storage space. I don't know if you have a floor in that attic because you can't crush the insulation, but putting more insulation in that space is always going to make sense, economic and comfort-wise.
Up there now, it looks like it was blown insulation. It's like little pieces of foam or whatever it is. And I can, most of the places I can see the rafters, you know, it's not above the rafters, which would be, I guess, 8 inches. But if I start putting insulation in there, I have all the wiring, like for the light sockets and all that, all the wiring is on top of that. So would I just put the insulation up, you know, on top of the wiring?
Yep. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can have the wiring run through the fiberglass bats. When you say rafters, I think you're referring to the ceiling joists. The rafters are what's carrying the roof. What you don't want to do is you don't want to go all the way at the overhang from the ceiling joists up into those rafters, because then you'd be blocking off any ventilation that you had at the overhang. So make sure that you allow for that ventilation. That's important in that situation. But no, there's no reason to worry about covering, as long as you have. When was your house built?
It's probably 72.
Okay. So, yeah, so you have traditional non-metallic wire. If you had a really old house, we'd have a different discussion about why you can't cover electrical wiring. But for a house like that, you can certainly put the insulation right on top of that wiring, and I think it's going to make a big difference. Now, back to those picture windows, you have really two options there. So, yes, you could replace them, and it is a big project, and it's an expensive project. Or you could maybe buy yourself some time by just picking up some solar shades. They're reflective on one side, and they help to kind of, you know, redirect that heat back outside so it doesn't overwhelm the house and add to the cooling load. It's going to be a lot less expensive. They're not nearly as attractive. Or if you do replace the window, you're going to use a low-E glass, which basically means it has an emissivity coating that reflects the UV of the sunlight back outside. So you'll find a huge difference if you put in insulated panels with a UV coating. And most of the Energy Star certified glass has that now anyway. But it's just a, you know, it's a huge difference in terms of cost. So it really depends on what you want to do. And you might, if you are going to do that, you could think about breaking it down, you know, doing I think you said you had some that were facing west, and I don't know if it's something that faces south, but do the western southern face first, because that gets the most solar gain.
Now, back to the insulation real quick. What's the best kind that you would just like blow in, like in there now, or getting some kind that rolls out?
Can you get around that attic as it is right now? Can you walk around it even?
I can, but I'm walking on the ceiling joists, and, you know,
tops of the ceiling joists. Yeah. I mean, if it was me, I would use unfaced fiberglass bats. It's a lot easier. If you want to go blown in, you got to rent the machine for that, and, you know, just another layer of complication you don't have to deal with. I would put unfaced fiberglass bats. I would lay them perpendicular to the joists. And I would probably, you know, pick up, I don't know, 10, 12, 14-inch thick bats and just lay them edge to edge right on top of the joists. You have a whole new layer of insulation there. It'll make a big difference for you year-round.
Okay, great. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, with the ups and downs of the housing market, a lot of people are turning toward renovating their home rather than buying a new one. Just ahead, we're going to explain why that is and what the best way to pay for those projects, both large and small. So stick around.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Money.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The official meeting of the business to business meeting is called to order. Business to business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Yeah.
Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, the past few months have been tough in the housing market, and a lot of people are turning toward renovating their home rather than buying a new one.
Well, Misha Fisher, chief economist at Angi, is joining us with data why now is a better time to remodel than to buy. Lots of crazy stuff going on out there, huh, Misha?
It is a wild housing market. Great to be with you both.
Hey, well, it's great to have you. So the interest rates are continuing to rise. The indications are that we may be on the border of a recession. So remodeling in that case, though, has a pretty strong advantage over purchasing, because if you don't move, you are very well motivated to improve, right?
That's exactly right. And what people really have to remember is that the cost of the house isn't just the cost of the house. It's also the interest that you're paying on your mortgage. And right now, we've got a significant portion of the population that's been locked into these great, historically low mortgages, sub 3%, which we've never seen before. With inflation at 9%, we're talking about negative mortgage rates, which is also fairly unprecedented. And so if you move, you're giving up that mortgage in all likelihood. And as a result, the cost you're paying for your new space is going to be a lot more, because you're paying more interest on it.
Yeah, because we don't consider the cost of the money, but that's really critical.
It's so critical, because everything else we buy, you don't think about the cost of money when you're buying apples at the grocery store, right? You don't think about cost of money when you're buying a vacation. But the cost of money really, really matters when you're talking about a house, which you're not buying all at once. You're buying it over 30 years or 15 years for, you know, those unlikely. But most of the time, it's a 30-year time that frame that you're buying in. And so you got to think about the cost of money.
Well, and I think it's interesting, because your house really just isn't just your house anymore. It's not just the place where you live and have fun and sleep. It's now also the place where a lot of people are working. So the changes, I think, in what the needs of your home are have completely gone in a different direction, and that puts a lot of people in a weird situation where you either move, which is expensive, or renovate, which, oddly, is also crazy expensive.
That's 100% correct. We started picking that up pretty early on in the pandemic in our Angi research, where we track why consumers are doing what they're doing, not just what they're spending, but why they're spending money, and the house took on all these new meanings. And it's true, you are paying more for lots of things than you used to be. Although inflation is coming down pretty quickly in building materials, it's more or less halved just in the last couple of months. So it's still high, but it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. But remember, the cost of selling your house, you're losing 3-6% in the transaction, plus you're giving up a mortgage. That's a lot of money. And so if you think about, well, yeah, I have to pay a little bit more for a remodel, it's still a better deal.
Well, if remodels are still expensive and maintaining your house is expensive, what percentage of your home's value do you think we should be budgeting for just maintenance and emergency repairs?
I think that the 1% rule of thumb is actually pretty good. Now, if you look across the value of people's homes, we do track this in our research. Sometimes it's as low as about 0.4%, and sometimes it's a little over 1%. But if you can target 1%, recognizing that we all fall short of our goals, and so you don't quite save that much, but you're above 0.5%, I think that puts you in a pretty good place.
So now, Misha, if you are saving the money for the maintenance and you're finding yourself in a situation where, you know, you're not going to be able to move, interest rates are high, the market is cuckoo bananas, and you do want to do some sort of renovation or remodel or addition, whatever that might be, how do you go about funding that if we're all sort of in this weird financial situation? Is there a way to borrow money for that? What are your options?
I think that right now people have a lot of really good options, and that's because home equity has gone up so much. If you look at what happened to home prices over the last couple of years, that's really rough on prospective new buyers. But if you already owned a home, or you bought a home at the earlier part of the pandemic, you're doing pretty good in terms of the gains in home equity that you've got. We're talking over $80,000 on average for the typical house over sort of the period of COVID in terms of additional home equity. So tapping into something like a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, or even just a straight home equity loan, both of those can be very attractive options because there's a lot of money there. Now, of course, you still have other things like cash out refinances and credit cards and personal loans. The thing about the personal loans and the credit cards is you're going to be paying a much higher interest rate, and as the Fed raises rates, you're going to see those rates go up. And on a cash out refi, those are really going to dry up because there's not much of an incentive to refinance your home at current mortgage rates because
they've all gone up.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it really also depends on the size of the investment. I mean, if you're going to buy a new washer and dryer, for example, you know, that might be an appropriate thing to finance through a credit card. But if you're going to go into a roof or a deck or something larger, then you really need a more stable long-term source like a home equity line of credit. You know, one of the things that my wife and I have done over the years is got the home equity line of credit, but not used it. We just had it in place, and that was really our emergency fund right there. And every couple of years, the bank goes, hey, you still want this thing? And then you got to, you know, re-up it and all that kind of thing. But it seemed to be like a good way to rely on the value of the house and the equity in the house to have a source if we need to make those improvements and repairs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They are a very powerful tool in that sense. The main thing a consumer has to remember when you're using these things is, unlike with a credit card or a personal loan, you are using your house as collateral. So make sure that you are comfortable. You get the benefit of the much lower rate, but you, of course, bear a little bit of risk that if you can't pay that loan off, somebody might come after your house. So you want to make sure that you are cognizant of that trade-off.
We're talking to Misha Fisher. He's a chief economist for Angie. And Leslie, you know, as we have said many times before, we're talking about big projects, but there's a lot of smaller projects that actually give you a pretty good return on investment, right?
I mean, there's truly so many things that you can do that benefit your situation currently when you're living in the house, but also do show you that big return on investment. I mean, a lot of it is outdoor projects. We're still seeing decking, front of house maintenance, new doors, new porch steps, gardening, landscaping, landscape lighting, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, on the inside, it really depends on the level of investment you want. I mean, there's so many minor things that can make a major difference in a kitchen and bath that can give you a good return on investment. So you don't have to spend a ton to kind of see those things pay you back.
Misha, is that what you're seeing over at Angie? Are you seeing a lot of investment in these smaller but high ROI projects?
We're still seeing a range of projects, but what you're talking about is, I think, something that people have to really remember, and that is that these smaller projects can sometimes have an amazing return on the amount that you're spending on them because you can make a big visual difference for not a lot of money. And the reason being is that we've come up with all of these very clever labor-saving installations because labor has been so scarce. And so now let's say if you want a stone veneer outside, instead of having to have a mason who manually puts in blocks and mixed mortar and does all those things, they now come in those pre-made sheets that can fit onto a track and get installed really quickly. And those sorts of things, you know, a weekend project that can dramatically change the outlook for, you know, a couple dollars, you know, $3 to $10 a square foot, that is the biggest way to sort of make an immediate splash in your home. That, things like painting, switching out a front door, all of those are really great projects to consider if you're still waiting to pull the trigger on spending tens of thousands on a kitchen remodel.
Misha Fisher, the chief economist from Angie. Misha, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to visit with us and really interpret for us what's going on in this market so that we can all make some smart decisions about maintaining and improving our homes. Misha Fisher from Angie, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
All right, we always learn some good stuff when Misha stops by. Thanks again. Up next, you got a sidewalk, a driveway, or a concrete floor that needs to be patched? Well, we're going to share the right way to do that project just once and have it really last after this.
Live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You need some help? Maybe you got a repair or a renovation, or you're working on a decorating project? Well, whatever it is, post your question at MoneyPit.com/ask. That's MoneyPit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Gail in Georgia is on the line with a wasp situation. What's going on?
We have a lot of insects and reptiles and all kinds of things in this tropic climate. But the thing that is worse is the mud daubers that build their nests on the side of your house. And we're just constantly fighting that. And my question is there a way to eliminate that problem?
Well, not to completely eliminate it. I would say that, you know, there are some really good wasp traps that are out there. For example, this summer I used one from, I think the company is called Rescue, which is ironic given the fact that they trap insects, but it basically was kind of a fancy sticky trap is the best way to explain it. And it didn't look like a trap when I hung it up, because we had a lot of wasps that were congregating near our garden. And, I came back a couple of days later and I said to my wife, I said, there's hardly a parking spot left on that trap. I mean, they just completely filled up the whole thing. So I think that kind of goes to maybe sort of reducing the populations a bit. So a wasp trap is a good thing. But generally, wasps are repelled by strong-smelling plants or oils. So, for example, if you have peppermint oil or something like that, or lemongrass oils, geranium, clove, those types of oils.
You're saying put this on the house?
Spray it on where you see a nest form, and they'll go away.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So I think between traps and a little bit of natural repellent, that's probably the best you're going to be able to do. They're a bigger problem than just your house, and there's no way you're going to keep them from doing what they do. They're very territorial, and they typically come back to the same area every year. So if you start to see that, you'll know where to spray, and maybe you can do that in advance of them showing up.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, repairing concrete that's been chipped or broken or deteriorated, like on steps or your foundation or your driveway and sidewalks, it's a pretty common home repair project. But unfortunately, the reason it's so common is because it's one that many homeowners and even pros get wrong, and they ended up having to do it over and over again. And the reason is that they use the wrong repair material. You can't repair concrete with more concrete or mortar mix because it simply won't stick to the old surface. And as a result, 6 months or a year later, or sometimes even sooner, that patch falls out and you're back to where you started and you need to do it all over again.
Yeah, so if you want to do this once and have that repair last, it's important that you choose a product that's designed specifically for structural repairs and one that's designed to stick to those old surfaces. Now, Quikrete is really, really good at this. They make a product called Polymer Modified Structural Repair. And of all the Quikrete repair products, this is the one that's most versatile because it's strong, it's going to set fast, and most importantly, and this is what really counts, it's got a high bond strength, which means it's going to stick like crazy to that old concrete surface that you're trying to fix. Now, the best part here is that you can use it for horizontal, vertical, even overhead concrete repairs. It can be easily shaped to match that surface that you're working on, and it sets in about 20 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, but most importantly, you make it once, and the repair is done. If you'd like to learn more about repairing concrete and the Polymer Modified Structural Repair product, just go to Quikrete.com and be sure to check out the how-to videos. Quikrete, what America is made of.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, you know better than to leave medicine in reach of your kids, but what about those basic household cleaners? They can be just as toxic. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The tradition continues at Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California.
This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Anderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for spending a little bit of your weekend with us. If you've got questions, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tony reached out, and he says that every year or two, he takes the time to remove the bottom element of his water heater and suck out the calcium deposits. The first challenge is that I have to rig up a piece of copper pipe onto the shop vac, tape it to the heater, and this is all just to accomplish this task. Is there a better tool out there to do this? I love your show, he also writes, so let's help this guy out.
All right, well, we will help you. Even if you didn't love the show, we'd still help you, but we appreciate you do. And listen, I think you're working too hard, Tony. You know, the internal drain valve should be more than sufficient to remove the calcium deposits from your water heater, which, by the way, are just adding a little bit of inefficiency by the fact that they're there. They kind of act as an insulator and stop the water from heating up all that as quickly as it did. If it wasn't there, but it's really not that much of a big deal. But if you do want to clean it out, all you need to do is open up that drain valve. I would hook up a hose, like a garden hose, to the drain valve. I would run it somewhere where the water can run off, and then I would open that valve for just a couple of minutes. Then I would shut it, and probably need to put a cap on the end of it because sometimes those valves aren't the best. So be sure you have like a little hose cap that you can put over the male end of that to make sure it doesn't leak. But this way you'll just be spilling off whatever calcium that happens to form up there. You don't have to rig up anything from your shop. Just spill it off that water and shut the valve, and you should be totally good to go.
All right, Tony, I hope that helps you out. Hope that saves you some time and some crazy home improvement trickery and magic to accomplish this very same task.
Well, we all know better than to leave medicine in reach of kids, but what about basic household cleaners? They, it turns out, can be just as toxic. That's why Leslie has tips to keep the little ones clear of cleaning products in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, one of the big things, which is crazy when you think about it, but if you're a kid, I mean, these things look really great. I'm talking about those liquid laundry packets, you know, the detergents in that sort of gelatinous, colorful block that kind of just looks like the perfect size of candy, but it's not. It's super bad for you, and of course, it's packaged in a way that makes kids think it's really awesome and they want to eat it. So don't let them. Let's think about where we're going to keep that stuff so we can keep our kids safe. Now, consider this. There's one call every 42 minutes to U.S. Poison Control Centers about a young kid under 6 who's been exposed to the chemicals in laundry detergent packets. A child under 6 is hospitalized every 42 hours after swallowing or otherwise coming in contact with a laundry detergent packet. I mean, that's about 4 kids every week. And children who are younger than 3 years old account for most of these laundry detergent packet exposures. And I mean, you kind of have to think about it because maybe they're not actually putting the detergent in their mouth, but kids, they're active, their hands are sticky and sweaty, and they see this fun, colorful detergent packet, they pick it up. And I mean, if you've ever picked one up with a damp hand, you know that they dissolve very, very quickly. So now a kid's picking it up, they're holding it, maybe it melts a little bit in their hand, and some of those chemicals get onto their hand. And then, of course, kids, hand right to mouth, even though it's not the detergent packet itself. So you've got to think about that because those chemicals will last longer on their hands than you think. So there's so many things you've got to consider. So definitely put those away. Maybe put a strong lid on a jar that's totally out of reach. Whatever it is, but make sure that you store them up and away from the kids. It's just smart. Yes, you can still continue to use them, but let's think twice before we just stick them on the counter.
Good advice. Coming up next time on The Money Pit, you hate waiting for your shower to heat up? Hot water recirculating pumps can help. They deliver hot water to faucets almost immediately, and they can save you more than 10,000 gallons of water every year. We'll explain how they work on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Chief Justice John Roberts this week defending the authority of the Supreme Court to interpret the Constitution, saying its role should not be called into question just because people disagree with its decisions.
When asked to reflect on the last year at the court and his first public appearance since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Roberts said he was concerned that lately some critics of the court's decisions have questioned the legitimacy of the court, which he said was a mistake. He did not mention any specific cases or critics by name. Roberts described the last year as an unusual and difficult one, pointing to the public not being allowed inside the court, closed in 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic, as one hardship. He also said it was gut-wrenching to drive into the Supreme Court that was surrounded by barricades every day. Bernie Bennett reporting.
King Charles III officially announced as Britain's monarch on Saturday. It's the first time the ceremony had been held since 1952, when his mother, Queen Elizabeth, took the throne.
In taking up these responsibilities, I shall strive to follow the inspiring example I have been set in upholding constitutional government and to seek the peace, harmony, and prosperity of the peoples of these islands.
The state funeral for the Queen will take place a week from Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey, after the public gets an opportunity to pay their last respects. Russia claims it's pulling back forces from two areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region where Ukrainian counteroffensive has made significant advances in the past week. A defense ministry spokesman says the troops would be regrouped to eastern Donetsk region. Western defense officials and analysts say Ukrainian forces have punched through Russian front lines south of the country's second largest city, taking back thousands of square miles of territory and threatening to cut off Russian supply lines. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Some retailers are taking lobster off the menu.
This comes after an assessment from a conservation group that the seafood poses too much of a risk to a rare whale and should be avoided. Seafood Watch, which rates the sustainability of different seafoods, has added the American and Canadian lobster fisheries to its red list of species to avoid. The organization says the fishing industry is a danger to North Atlantic right whales. Thousands of companies follow the group's recommendations, and HelloFresh and Blue Apron are among those who will stop selling lobster. John Scott reporting.
People with disabilities in Portland, Oregon, suing the city because they can't navigate the sidewalks due to sprawling homeless encampments. The class action lawsuit accuses the Rose City of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act, that prohibits discrimination based on disability requires sidewalks to be accessible. Townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two American Indian tribes in South Dakota joining together to purchase some 40 acres of land around the Wounded Knee National Historic Landmark.
The Oglala Sioux and the Cheyenne River Sioux say the purchase on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation is an act of cooperation to ensure the area was preserved as a sacred site. More than 200 Native Americans, including children and the elderly, were killed at Wounded Knee in 1890. Tribes agreed this week to petition the Department of the Interior to take the land into trust on behalf of both tribes. The price, reportedly $500,000. Jason Walker reporting.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan leading an economic development trip on a two-week jaunt to Korea and Japan beginning Monday. It's the seventh and final overseas economic mission of his two terms in office. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan.
It's always been impressive with you, Brian. You've become one of the most knowledgeable people around.
I have so much respect for your work ethic. I say it to everybody. So Brian's a machine.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
I love you. You have the best laugh of anyone that I know on this planet.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hope you've been with us all week long. It's been a big week, exciting week. Last night, I was able to go up on stage in Albany, be able to talk about America from 1776, not 1619. Take your questions. Got a chance to meet some of New York State's finest, who are very optimistic Lee Zeldin's going to be successful today. I come to you from the Amtrak train station in Albany. DJ is own Paul Vandenberg was able to host us last night, was able to get the word out about the event, and then I'm able to sit here at the train station, look out at it, at this great scenery, and give you a shot at what it's like being in the capital of New York State. Totally different than New York City, I might add. A lot nicer. With me right now is one of the most successful men in American media. He is Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson has a daily show, so he's got to go to work almost every day at 8 o'clock. He's also got Tucker Carlson Today. He's also got his documentary series, which he's going to be talking about shortly. And, Tucker, I was not able to watch your show live, but I watched the replay on Fox Nation. Brilliant approach to a story that everybody's doing. You talked about put the UK in perspective in history, and you saw your great writing skills on display. Why was that your approach? When did you get that idea to approach this story, the death of the Queen, this way?
Well, because it's, you know, marking the end of something bigger than just one human life. It's the end of England. I mean, you know, we're the same age about, and when we were kids, it was known as England. Remember
sure.
that? It
yeah.
wasn't the UK or Great Britain, or it was England. It was a country. It was a place with a people and a language and a history. And that's gone. It was destroyed by two world wars, both of which England, quote, won, but the empire was over and then the country was over. The country lost self-confidence and then decided to degrade itself, which it has been doing ever since, and lost its manufacturing base, became a banking center and essentially a refugee camp for the rest of the world for its former colonies, et cetera, et cetera. And no one sort of ever pauses to notice Like, this was a world power. This country can, you know, was the largest empire in human history. It controlled the world. The English struck fear into the hearts of, you know, the entire globe. And now it's this kind of decayed museum. And that happened in one lifetime. Like, how did that happen? It was very fast. No empire's ever fallen quicker or more ignominiously. I mean, London right. wasn't, you know, sacked by the Germans, but it was something even more kind of insidious and sad happened, where the people who run the country just lost confidence in themselves and became pathetic and self-hating. And I don't know. I just think someone should point that out, because maybe there are lessons for us in that.
Because, you know, I remember that. I remember that when that statue came down, they said, well, this guy, yeah, he was a philanthropist, but he showed tinges of racist in his background, which was he's pretty much a person of his time. So let's take down a statue and throw it in the canal, much like we're doing here with Robert E. Lee, that what they're trying to do with Thomas Jefferson, the University of Virginia. Go
with
out
Abraham
people's
Lincoln.
History with Abraham Lincoln, taking them off grammar
school. Abraham
schools.
Lincoln, who freed the slaves. I mean, what? I mean, and, of course, England ended the transatlantic slave trade. They ended the ritual murder of widows in India. England was, you know, an empire and did bad things, but compared to what? Compared to any other empire in history, this was, you know, the most benign empire ever. But 10x, I mean, nothing compares to it, actually. And no one says that. And you have to ask, why do they not say that? Why are they intent on convincing us that the British Empire was evil? And of course, the answer is because they're all in on the Chinese Empire, right? So by denying you knowledge of the past, they make it possible to sell you something even worse in the future.
So that's interesting. So you believe China's economic dominance is making these leaders subservient and even educators subservient to the Chinese doctrine. Rip apart our foundation, no longer feel as though you're moored to anything, and be open to this new change. And that's what we're seeing. And that's what we're seeing across the world.
Well, that's what I mean. Look, history is the key to the future. Obviously, you have to know what happened. I mean, this is true in every sphere. I mean, the reason our planes don't crash is because the NTSB studies, you know, previous plane crashes. Right? We keep close track of what happened in order to chart our future. And so, the second people begin to deny you knowledge of the past or lie about the past, distort the past, you have to ask, why are they doing that? And they're doing that in order to control your future. Look, stronger countries dominate weak countries, period. That's just the fact of nature.
Yep.
That will never change. So you will always have empires. We always have had empires going back to the beginning of recorded history, to the Assyrians in 1400 BC. We've always had empires globally, and we always will. And so the question is, what kind of empire do you want? What's the ideology? Is it a Christian empire? Or is it a totalitarian empire? The British had a Christian empire. Again, with flaws. You know, I'm personally not even for empires, but I don't get to decide human nature.
Right.
You know? And so the people who are telling us the British Empire was evil are the ones who are standing back and allowing China to colonize Africa on a much larger scale than the British ever attempted. I mean, the Chinese have more control over Africa right now than the British had in 1880. You know, the Chinese control Africa. No one ever says that. China's a colonial power, and it's an atheist, totalitarian colonial power that's a much harsher master than the British ever were. And, no one says that because people instinctively suck up to the most powerful player. That's another feature, unattractive feature of human nature, but it's true.
So, Tucker, they not only control Africa, they're making huge moves in Central and South America. And
yes,
that's why it's
right.
So important. You went out and interviewed President Bolsonaro. He's basically the linchpin. If they could get him out, China will take over that country, too. Bolsonaro has pushed back against China. And Central and South America, we just basically gave up. We're not even looking at it. We don't even meet with them about stopping the legal immigrants from pouring in. So we have no interest for some reason in the Middle East, no interest in any of this. We have no interest in Central and South America, and we basically decide to go all electric and go green, and the rare earth is all controlled by China, and the Congo is the place where
where they have even more rare earth than they do in China, and China's now in control of the Congo. So it's amazing. It seems as though either we're asleep at the switch or intentionally there. Here's the other thing I'd add. When China takes over a country and has their influence, they do this Belt and Road Program. The Belt and Road Program is a form of extortion. Hey, well, I'm going to go build an infrastructure you can't afford. Then when you can't make the payments, we will take it. We will take your ports. We'll take what we just built. And we'll have used that influence in your government. Solomon Islands, another example. Would they have stopped us from bringing our ships to port at the Solomon Islands because we allowed China to get in there and have their influence and take it over? We cannot sit on our hands as a country if we are serious in not giving up the world.
When we won the Solomon Islands with the blood of American Marines and sailors from the Japanese in the Second World War through a series of incredibly brutal battles. So we had control of the Solomon Islands, I would say, with full justification. We earned it, and we handed it over to China. And, but by the way, this is how empires always behave when they collapse. This is how the British behaved when they collapsed. They handed Africa over to the worst people. I mean, yeah. The British government handed Rhodesia to a racist lunatic called Robert Mugabe. They sided with him over the people of Rhodesia, which became later Zimbabwe. So we're doing the same thing. Our empire is in retreat. It's in decline. And we're handing it, affirmatively handing it, knowingly handing it to the Chinese. And I think it's a function of self-hatred. We no longer believe in ourselves. I mean, I did that script on the decline of Great Britain last night because I think it has lessons for the decline for us here in the United States and in our decline. It's so sad. But it all starts with self-confidence. The Brits began to believe that they had no moral justification. They started to hate themselves. And self-hatred is like a cancer, and it kills you in the end.
Right.
And we're allowing it to spread in this country.
So we got that international relations thing we got to handle. I also think with the right leaders, we could bring it all the way back because we have the fundamentals still in place, the natural resources, the history, the innovation, the smarts. The educational system just needs to be tapped into the pushed into the right direction. But I love the series that you have coming out because you just don't look at this whole push towards pronouns and this transgender thing and say this is wrong, this is crazy, where did this come from? You actually examine where it does come from. You point out different things in your series that traumatic events happen in people's lives and suddenly they realize they have an identity crisis, maybe a gender crisis. Here's the clip that you sent over to give people at home an idea of your series that's now out, your latest documentary that's now out on Fox Nation. Let's listen.
There's a growing movement designed to confuse children about who they are on a fundamental level. This is the cult of transgenderism. The transgender phenomenon is not a small-scale operation that's not led by a single man. Instead, it's led by the most influential power centers in the country, our own government, big corporations, the medical institutions, and, of course, the mass media.
So you break it, you sum it up, and then you break it down. What did you discover in being that you were so hands-on on this series in particular?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, if you take three steps back, what's going on here? If you wanted to destroy a country, you would convince its young people that biological sex wasn't real, and you would confuse them about their own, quote, gender identity. I mean, the gender binary, the difference between men and women, is the basis of civilization. Everything from our personal lives to our government, our military, everything is based on those differences. Biological differences are the core of everything. Because biology is the core of everything, because reality is the core of everything. So if you wanted to throw a society into confusion and make it collapse, you would sow confusion around gender. And that's exactly what they're doing. And then, so that's the big picture. On the personal level, it's destroying kids. So we are allowing children to be sexually mutilated, castrated, subject to mastectomies, sterilized for life, and sort of standing back and not saying anything because the rest of us, particularly those of us in the media, are so completely cowed, so intimidated by the screaming and the violence of the activists who are pushing this that we don't want to say anything. And so we're like, well, no, it's gender-affirming. And even news organizations that should know better describe it as gender-affirming care. Castration is not gender-affirming. It's an atrocity. And when it's committed against children, it's a crime. It's a moral crime, and it should be a legal crime, and the people who do it should be in prison. In my opinion, doctors who castrate kids should be in jail. And nobody says that for some reason. And the reason is because they're completely intimidated. And every HR department in the country is backing up these atrocities. And my point is, you know, this is insane. Let's wake up from the fever dream and see the damage that we're doing to children.
You think the people are going to watch this documentary and understand more what is happening before it's too late? Because that 9-year-old that walks into your kitchen and says, you know, I feel like I want to be the other gender. You have to arm the parents to understand what's happening and understand, too, someone briefed them already. We never talked about any of these things. I remember 8th grade health is the first time we talked about anything to do with sexuality. And that was on a test. It wasn't, we weren't winging it or riffing. How did they get into the schools? How did they get the teachers to convince to do this?
Well, by outlawing any conversation about it. Anyone, I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene brought this up and immediately her house was swatted, which is to say people tried to kill her. They called the police and said there was an armed gunman inside her house. So the SWAT team showed up at her house like 3 times with guns drawn. And the point of that is to get Marjorie Taylor Greene killed. So that's how serious the people pushing this are. That's how ruthless they are, radical and violent they are. And it just scares the crap out of everybody. And nobody, people think, well, I just don't want to, you know, I'm against this. This is crazy, but I don't want to deal with it. Maybe it'll pass. You know, maybe if I just shut up, it'll just go away. And parents are told, you know, whoa, are you a hater? Are you transphobic? What? You know, and lost in all of, I mean, and I'm just talking about, you know, the physical effects of this, but the societal effects are even more damaging. The entire country is being forced to lie and to say that you can change your sex by wishing it. So right. You can't. That's impossible. You can't change your race, your height, your hair color. This is nuts. And so all of us are now complicit in this lie. We're forced to tell it, and we're degraded. We've lost our moral power. Once they can force you to lie, they can make you do anything. And so we're their slaves, like, at that point. And this is really a big deal. I don't know why, you know, no one is saying it out loud. I guess because they're afraid.
I know. And we're one of the few places that you could actually have real conversations. I know you're not in the New York or D.C. necessarily. But you could have these. We're still in somewhat of a – we're in a normal business environment. Most other people are on pins and needles and don't want to come back to work because they're afraid of getting into some type of trouble, saying something that's going to get offended, getting that call from human resources. It's a very challenging time right now as we go back to the workplace. The few people that have the courage to go back as we look at another 9/11. So, Tucker, overall, you just completed another summer. You're about to maybe switch locations again. Is your lifestyle doable between the documentaries, the series, the nightly show, the specials you're doing? Is everything okay in Tucker World?
Yeah, everything's great. I mean, everything is great. I mean, I have 4 dogs and the same wife I've always had, who I still like. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, though. I mean, as you know, and yeah. I always think, you know, at some point I'll get fired or killed or I'll just die like everyone else does in the end. And, you know, you should, while you have a chance to work, you should work.
That makes sense.
I know you feel. I know you feel that way.
Yeah, we have a window of opportunity now, so let's do it. Let's have some fun. I tell you, your show is a must watch every night, even the times in which we don't agree, which means you're wrong. I just always find it fascinating, and I can always tell you're writing in conversation. It's just great, Tucker. Congratulations on everything. Everyone, download this documentary. It is really important to get a perspective on what's happening to your generation or the next generation, the current generation, whether you're grandparents or parents. You need your eyes open. Tucker, thanks so much.
You're the best. Thank you, Brian.
All right. Hey, listen, we're going to be back with your calls in just a moment. We're coming to you from Albany, New York, capital of of this great state. 1-866-408-7669. Don't move.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply. Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Everyone, who's manning the front tonight?
Biggie's nightclub needs a bouncer with a military background.
Dougie, I need you to keep eyes on the back.
Security who lays down the no-no when the uns get too intense.
That Swedish DJ duo is back tonight. Y'all remember last time.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Fox on Justice. In closing arguments, Scott Peterson's lawyer said juror Rochelle Nice was biased against Peterson before his 2004 murder trial began and lied on her juror questionnaire about being a victim of domestic violence when she was pregnant so she could get on the jury and punish Peterson for killing his wife Lacey and their unborn baby. But prosecutors argued she misunderstood the legal language on the form and that any mistakes she made filling it out were accidental, not intentional. Almost 20 years later, Lacey Peterson's family is praying they won't have to relive the case all over again. But Janie Peterson argued Rochelle Nice tainted her brother-in-law's conviction.
The Constitution guarantees a criminal defendant an impartial jury. And Scott did not have an impartial jury.
A judge will decide if there was juror misconduct and whether Scott Peterson should get a whole new trial. It would be a redo of one of the most infamous murder trials in recent history and a stunning twist in this decades-old case. Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Drinking a cup of tea may be good for your health. Researchers from the U.S. National Cancer Institute studied about 500,000 people in the United Kingdom, asking them how much tea they consumed. They say they discovered people who drank 2 or more cups of tea a day had a 9 to 13% lower risk of death. Drinking the tea warm or cold, putting milk or sugar in, didn't change the results. The scientists say they're not exactly sure why tea drinkers had a lower risk of death. Since people in the U.K. mainly drink black tea, the study suggests that consuming that type of tea may have benefits. However, if you're drinking only one cup, a food studies professor at New York University says that's good as well. The study was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Past studies in China and Japan, where green tea is popular, also suggested health benefits. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He's
so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I was a little surprised to see a former Attorney General Bill Barr seem to fall for these selective leaks. He understood how that game was played when he was dealing with the Russia collusion hoax. He should understand that that is the same game that is being played now. But the thing about these leaks, they will be eventually debunked, but they're putting forth false narratives and dangerous narratives, but they also kind of undermine themselves. They claim that this information was so mishandled down at Mar-a-Lago. Well, nobody knew anything about this. None of this was showing up in the pages of the Washington Post or New York Times until the FBI and DOJ got there.
So that was Molly Hemingway weighing in on the Mar-a-Lago raid, because we know that when the special master is named, they were outraged at the DOJ and FBI. So what they thought, let's outrage the American people and tell them part of a story and leak it to where? Where else? Washington Post or New York Times. This time, they chose the Washington Post. And when it comes out and it says all this stuff was in Donald Trump's, at Mar-a-Lago in various areas, and they say some of these folders were empty, we don't get the other side of the story. And Bill Barr feels as though to take this paperwork home was irresponsible. But I don't think that Bill Barr is thinking it through, according to Molly. And I kind of agree with her that we got the whole story just because the Washington Post has some selective leaks. I'm not sure it will be debunked, but we certainly don't have it all. Nigel Farage next.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care invites you to the Healthy Aging Fair. Make plans to attend September 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Drive through and grab your free goodie bag filled with resourceful information, or park and visit all of the resource booths. Age well by visiting the Healthy Aging Fair September 15th, 10 to 1. For more info, go to shiningcare.org, and we'll see you at Orchard Nutrition Center for the Healthy Aging Fair September 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Special thanks to our community partners, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, and Orchard Nutrition Center.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you are searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage may have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups, and saucers, silverware, jewelry, and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Green Mirror, your friendly oil change. Green Mirror, and all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, Casey and our listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
She steered us through good times and bad. She's been through pandemics and terrorism attacks and natural disasters, the tragedies which have befallen the country or other countries. And whether she's been helping us to celebrate or whether she's been consoling us, she's been this constant rock of support. And she represents, Sean, in my opinion, the very best of British values. Stoicism, resilience, duty, humility, strength of character, never plays the victim, always looking forward, always putting the country before herself.
And by the way, that's Piers Morgan, obviously talking about the Queen's passing yesterday. It changed everything. You've seen it, I think, 23 of the 24 hours. Even a show like Tucker Carlson led with it, did the first half hour, had Nigel Farage on, and a few other guests, Laura Ingraham, had Woody Johnson on, the ambassador to the UK. So the Queen, it's a remarkable life. She's been she's a person that can really mark time for 70 years. I get it. There's nothing I could tell you about her that'll say, wow, I didn't know that. I understand it. But just to put it in perspective, what I think is important is what we have seen in modern times is Queen Elizabeth at the head, but Princess Diana became bigger than life. And then her dissatisfaction with the family and her negative review of the family had most people, after her death, siding with her, and they thought this could be the end of the royal family. She stood up, she spoke out, and little by little, things have changed. What was so amazing to me as an outsider is Harry seemed to be the cool guy. You know, okay, maybe he drank too much, he caroused too much, like maybe every teenager did, but a little out of control as a kid. I remember Will, the typical older brother, him and Will seem unbelievably tight. And he's the guy who serves in the military, insisted on not being treated differently. Who would ever think that he'd marry this third-rate actress who would convince him, it seems, to divorce himself from his family, still take the money, go to America, my favorite nation, go to California, tell everybody we should go green, we should go clean, we should go renewables. At the same time, about to release a book, according to almost all reports, that is going to eviscerate the family and has already, through a series of interviews, labeled them as racist. Who would think that this woman or Harry would allow this woman to do that to him? And how ridiculous and horrible he must feel right now as he's basically left out. And as his grandmother, the queen, the most famous person in the world, is laid to rest. And okay, he was never going to be king. Who cares? He was an important person in that family, really respected by everyone. And now he's pretty much an outcast. Now think about this. You might not remember, Piers Morgan was on this hit morning show, and he was the key personality to that morning show. And when they had a rift on Meghan Markle coming out and ridiculing the family and calling them racist, he stood up for the royal family. And that was a minority opinion. And because of that, he didn't want to stand for it. He actually walked off his job, risked his entire career, came back, lands with Fox Nation, got a great series here. We love having him part of the fold. The guy is an absolute blast, interesting, a deep thinker with great opinions, but he's also a good listener, great interviewer. But he put his career on the line and walking out and sticking up for the royal family. And, you know, we don't understand it necessarily. Some people like Martha McCallum, Livid, feel it. Ainsley's the same way. I don't. I appreciate who she is, but she wasn't making the decisions. Not like Winston Churchill ruled for 70 years, and you could talk about how he made the decisions that brought you through a war. He didn't. It was about 15 years. Came back, back and forth. But Piers Morgan weighed in. Last night, Woody Johnson, owner of the Jets, came out with Laura Ingraham. Here's what he said he saw about the Queen in action. Cut 20.
The good news about her life and what she's done is it lays out a pretty good path forward. You know, she changed with the times. She has a lot of young people around her, so she gets different points of view. And I think King Charles now will do the same. I've met him, and the president's met him. We like him, and very smart, and I think he'll do an excellent job.
So there you go, Woody Johnson, a little bit understatement, but you had a chance to see behind closed doors. One thing that's pretty cool, they all agree they got to stay close to America. It doesn't matter if the wheels seem to be falling off at times. We have the wrong leader. I think this one, they met in England, not necessarily the Queen or the Prime Minister. They thought Trump was the wrong leader. I thought it was almost hysterical. I'm watching MSNBC last night. As I'm flipping around, I want to see if everyone's doing solid Queen. And they are doing the Queen, and they're showing the video with Donald Trump and how they seem to be getting along, and Donald Trump with Prince Charles, now King Charles, and they're saying that they even manage to get along with unpopular American leaders. What are you talking about, unpopular? His popularity is fine. It's basically every American president is going to get 45% of the vote. He was at 42% with all the media against him. Totally unnecessary. But no matter what's going on, they cannot put a video of Donald Trump and avoid putting on video of Donald Trump without making a disparaging comments. Even with the death of a queen, a figure that's been around forever. 1-866-408-7669. You know what? Let's go to the phones right now. Listening on WMNC in South Bend, Indiana. One of my favorite stations ever. South Bend's awesome. Sean, you're there. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? It's Friday, Brian.
What's going on?
Well, you and Tucker were talking about the undermining of gender and kind of as the basis of civilization. And this is something that happened during the French Revolution. Eventually, the Jacobins started pushing, you know, referring to everybody as citizen, and you could even be thrown in jail if you referred to someone as their gender, as madam or monsieur. So we're heading down that path, and it's kind of scary to think about what happened, especially in the aftermath of the French Revolution.
Do you think we're going to sober up at some point and realize this is totally asinine, it's idiotic, and it's not where the majority of the American people are? I mean, is the box office our only source of retribution and sanity? In the box office, the ballot box, I should say.
I mean, right now it seems like it. I mean, people talk about things like the parallel economy, and I think it's a great idea. But, I mean, when the mass media, when you talk about 90% of the media negative towards Trump or conservatives in general, it's hard to get footing. It really is.
I just think, number one, you got to have the courage to speak out, especially if it's your kids in particular, grandkids or nephews. You got to speak out and say, you know, this is flat out wrong. I also wonder, too, in talking to a lot of people, and I'm going to be discussing this on Saturday night on One Nation, we can't get recruits now for any of the armed forces, even the Air Force, when it comes to cops. Last night, I was speaking to a police officer that served in the military. It's like they never stopped serving. And he said when he got on the state police, the Albany Police Force, he said there were 1,200 people up for the class, 13 were selected. 13 people were selected for it to go through. He says there were 100 people applying for about 500 slots right now in upstate New York. That nobody's trying to be cops. No one's going for the military. Why? Because people are discouraging the whole law enforcement and the red, white, and blue and the pride. I think that plays into it. But I also think it's an opportunity. Can you imagine if we got a man or woman who wanted to get a major office or a small office and just started talking about the need to compete as capitalists, to talk about the difference between men and women, girls and boys, the opportunity to compete, what's happened in the past, point out the fact that you would think that 50% of the population is gay and oppressed. It's actually a very small population. Not that there's anything wrong with that, obviously. When it comes to transgender, it's less than 1% of the population actually feels as though they're in the wrong gender. We're acting like it's every other person. If people talked insanities, brought numbers to the fray, and I think the American people will come out of the woodworks to support that man or that woman. I think it presents an opportunity. There's a sense that things have gotten so out of control that there's going to be some massive change. And I think it gives an opportunity for people like Republicans in traditionally blue cities, which is every major city in the country, in blue states, maybe Republicans, if they can get their act together, their message clear. And that's one of sanity over insanity and patriotism over patriotic behavior, I think, has a real opportunity. Listen, when we come back, I'm going to take more of your calls, 1-866-408-7669. I also want to go over something else. They are relentless. Last night, the announcement of another investigation of President Donald Trump, this time on his record fundraising. They think there's something unsavory about it. Have you seen the crowd in Pennsylvania? Have you seen Truth Social? There's a reason why he gets big crowds and why his social media platform's doing well. Believe it or not, America, a lot of people like him a lot.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply. Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
We tried Dynovite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynovite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynovite.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A delivery driver who rescued three puppies from a raging house fire in Florida makes today's Dean's List. The unidentified driver who works for Amazon dialed 911 when she saw smoke coming from a house in the neighborhood she was in. There were no people at home, but there were three little Boston Terriers, and thanks to her heroic actions, we're all saved. In a Facebook post, the Columbia County Fire Rescue said, "During a structure fire, three puppies were saved and revived survived from smoke inhalation. Thank you to the Amazon driver who noticed the smoke and called for help. Since the homeowner was not home at the time, she saved the house and the puppies' lives. The fire department posted pictures of the sweet pups being treated for injuries by first responders. Lisa Ann Dunn, the mom of the dog's owner, says all of the puppies are doing well despite being in the hospital. And special thanks to the Amazon delivery driver who went above and beyond her job that day. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Navorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with John McEnroe, the subject of Showtime's new documentary, McEnroe. The doc gives an inside look at his story on and off the court, with unseen archives, home videos, and stories told by family members and fellow icons.
I love Bjorn Borg. I mean, he was my greatest rival. We're still great friends. So that, you know, to me, was like awesome to have him in that in any way, shape, or form, because we share so much, even if it was for a short period of time. Billie Jean King is, you know, the most important person in women's sports in the last 100 years, arguably, and maybe sports in general, Title IX.
The film also explores how the pressure of the high-profile sport can affect mental health. McEnroe says the challenges remain, but are discussed more now.
Well, honestly, I think they're similar. I think that it's come out more in the forefront, obviously. Naomi Osaka went, and she made her stand and started talking publicly about it. I think that was a gutsy move.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
The hypocrisy of the Democrats' approach right now. If Joe Biden thinks that MAGA Republicans are a threat to the very foundations of our republic, why is the Democratic Party he leads spending tens of millions of dollars across the country trying to get MAGA Republicans elected, nominated in GOP primaries? They did it they're doing it right now in New Hampshire. They did it in Colorado. They did it in Michigan. They're doing it in California. They're doing it across the country. They're spending tens of millions of dollars trying to make sure that the most extreme people, the people who deny the election results, who called Mike Pence a traitor, are the ones who are the nominees because they think they're going to be easier to beat. It's total hypocrisy.
100% correct. So that is part of the leadership thing that President Biden is missing an opportunity. He's not capable. He's probably not capable of doing it or strong enough to stand up to his own party and say, listen, James Clyburn, I'm going to go make a speech. I'm really upset that these super PACs are out there pushing people forward like Doug Mastriano, who seems like a good guy, but he has no interest in broadening his organization and making a solid run for the governorship. Evidently, he was within 4 points of Shapiro, who's not a strong candidate, and he still has not formed a PAC. He has not got a coherent message, not doing a ton of press, not doing much local, has not built up his staff. So, to me, you're not a serious candidate, even though this guy's got a PhD in history, obviously a very good speaker communicator, but he doesn't seem to be putting the effort in. Part of the reason that Mastriano won the nomination is because of Democrats. Part of the reason why Bulldog, who I think is strong, but evidently doesn't appeal to the mass New Hampshire audience, he is the weakest candidate that Democrats view in New Hampshire, and they bolstered him up. So if President Biden is really worried about the future of democracy in this country and the rise of extremist candidates and extremism in our nation, why are they putting money to make sure these extremists run for major political office? Because along the way, in your view, extremists are, in some people's view, are people that agree you should build a wall, that you should redo trade deals, that we should bring manufacturing back. But for traditional extremist behavior, don't allow your party to promote it. Very simple. And say, yeah, that whole MAGA doctrine I'm upset about, and extreme MAGA followers, those ones who think that the election was frozen, was thrown, and the votes were flipped, and things that can't be proven, and the court cases that fell on their face were actually valid, and there were corrupt judges, and all those things that didn't take place. Well, you don't go out of your way to make sure those candidates are front and center. And that's what Mark Thiessen had pointed out. And Mark Thiessen's always, to me, a key guest, because he knows that President Trump cooperated with him on a book. He knows the thing that President Trump has done is transformed the party, he believes, in a positive way. but he's also more of a traditional Republican, but open, like Ari Fleischer, to the fact that Donald Trump came in, shook things up for the better for a party that was maybe thinking too international, that maybe thinking was going a little bit too global, that maybe should have been thinking a little bit in the 80s and 90s about what will happen to manufacturing and workers if we continue to allow these trade deals to take manufacturing out of this country. In the long term, it won't be good. Donald Trump always thought about that in the 80s. And you know what? People like Mark Thiessen came around and said, yeah, that should be part of it. And suddenly, it's the Republicans with the base of blue-collar workers. It's Republicans that are beginning to win over Hispanics, not with great ad campaign and a catchy catchphrase, but they're doing it by their actions and their policies. And that's why it looks as though, I can't believe this, if you look at the popularity of Joe Biden in the Hispanic community, it's basically 45% approve, 45% disapprove. Well, they're looking to the Republican. My goodness, if the Republicans were able to get maybe even 20% of the African-American vote, which I think is abysmal, they should go for more, but they have less. If they are somebody that can get 50% of the Hispanic vote, the Democrats are doomed. And if they continue to talk about things like how bad Donald Trump is instead of things like crime, inflation, and our defense spending, I believe that they're doomed too. Jim Jordan weighed in last night with Laura Ingraham on the agenda that we should be talking about as a country. Cut to.
Think about just the past couple weeks. We've had Eliza Fletcher gets murdered when she goes out for a run in her own neighborhood. There's a county in Maryland now that's imposed a curfew because crime is so bad. There was a Washington Redskins football player who was shot when he was simply going out for dinner. That all happened the last couple weeks. And what were Joe Biden and the Democrats up to? Joe Biden was raiding the home of the President of the United States. They were taking the phone of a sitting member of Congress. They were calling half the country fascist and extremist. And then he signed legislation that is going to unleash, as Chip said, 87,000 IRS agents to come harass we the people. That's what they've been up to while they've been passing these policies that are leading to the record crime we see in every major urban area in this country. So the American people, they can say what they want in the big press and the media, but the American people get the facts. And they're going to show up in a big way, I believe, in 61 days.
I will say this. Think about this. If you see the size of former President Trump's crowd in Pennsylvania and the passion which they brought, you know, I was texting with somebody from Axios. I didn't get permission to use his name, but he was at the event. And I said, what did you think? You've been at all of them really for the last 7 years. And he said, and I read it to you earlier this week, but I'll just paraphrase now. He said, the emotion is so strong and the anger is so great. He can't see anybody else getting the nomination or any other politician getting this type of crowd. The next day, the President of the United States on Labor Day, where everybody is off, appearing in front of unions in a pro-union message, he gets about 100 people. And they try to make it seem like it's a big audience, but it's about three deep, standing room only because there are no chairs. That's it. But they use that phrase. American people want problems solved. They don't want their former presidents raided. To me, you'll never ever explain to me accurately the reason for a raid on that. And the leaks that have taken place over the so-called top secret documents, right to the Washington Post and New York Times, fly in the face of what you say of top secret documents that should not be discussed in public. And now we understand, just to update you, in case you don't know, the special master that was appointed, and they said, give me five names, Justice Department, FBI, and give me five names, Trump team, and I'm going to pick a special master to go through all these things. An unaffiliated, bonded person, honest, to go through and decide what is real and what is not, what is the personal property of Donald Trump and what isn't, and how pervasive this was. Well, they've just appealed the ruling, which means everything goes on hold. So they're appealing the ruling on the special master. We'll give you the latest on that, but the revelation came as the Justice Department's court filing asking the judge, Aileen Cannon, to let it continue to look through the paperwork, because she stopped the looking through this classified paperwork because some of this stuff is attorney-client privilege, and she believes executive privilege. So the record seized by the FBI at the Trump Mar-a-Lago estate, well, no one's going anywhere. The FBI is frustrated by this because things didn't go their direction, so they leaked the entire situation to the Washington Post. So this is what I was talking about as I went to break last. A federal grand jury in Washington is examining the formation and spending of a fundraising operation created by President Trump after his loss in 2020. He was soliciting millions of dollars, asserting that the results have been marred by widespread voting fraud. According to subpoenas issued by the grand jury, the contents of which were described to the New York Times, shocker, that the Justice Department is interested in the inner workings of Save America PAC, Trump's main fundraising vehicle after the election. Let me see. They are investigating his inaugural fund. They are investigating his fundraising ability. They're investigating what he took after he left the Oval Office. Now they're investigating his super PAC designed to get him and his allies into office. That doesn't bother you? It should. Thanks so much for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Radio Show on the road in Albany. Don't move.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply. Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. King Charles III was officially announced as Britain's monarch on Saturday. Clerk of the Accession Council, Richard Tilbrook.
Prince Charles Philip Arthur George is now, by the death of our late sovereign of happy memory, become our only lawful and rightful liege lord. Charles III.
It's the first time the ceremony has been held since 1952 when Queen Elizabeth II took the throne.
By the grace of God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of his other realms and territories, King, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith, to whom we do acknowledge all faith and obedience with humble affection.
Palace officials say the state funeral for the Queen now will take place a week from this Monday, September 19th, at Westminster Abbey. United Auto Workers Union members have gone on strike at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana, citing health and safety issues, specifically the company's alleged refusal to replace the plant's air conditioning and heating system. The plant makes parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. Governor Ron DeSantis' opponent, Representative Charlie Crist, gushing about President Biden.
In Representative Charlie Crist's campaign video, the Democrat praised President Joe Biden's handling of the U.S. while bashing Governor Ron DeSantis as, quote, the biggest threat to democracy since Trump. Meanwhile, DeSantis is still taking the reins as he leads in a hypothetical race against his Democrat opponent. According to an Insider Advantage Fox 35 Orlando survey, DeSantis is ahead of Representative Crist in the state's gubernatorial race by 5 percentage points. The poll found that DeSantis leads in every age group with a double-digit lead among Hispanics and Latino voters by nearly 20 points as well. Bernie Bennett reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The German government says it's sticking to its long-held plan of shutting down the country's 3 remaining nuclear power plants this year.
Despite the decision, the government says it's keeping the option of reactivating 2 of them in case of an energy shortage in the coming months. The announcement follows the publication of a much-anticipated stress test that examined how Germany's power grid will cope with a possible electricity squeeze. Germany is scrambling to ensure the lights stay on this winter, despite the reduction in natural gas flows from Russia amid the war in Ukraine.
Jeremy House reporting. The government's already announced measures to import gas from other sources and reactivate coal and oil-fueled power plants, plus urging conservation among its residents. This month, along with some 370 new words and phrases added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, like pumpkin spice, shrinkflation, and adorkable. More at townhall.com. Some encouraging news for wildlife lovers.
A record 8 whooping crane chicks have taken wing in Louisiana after hatching in the wild. The State Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says it's not just a record of 4 fledglings of the world's rarest crane in Louisiana, but for any flock reintroduced to the wild. The previous record was set in 2018, when 6 birds fledged in the flock that was taught to migrate between Wisconsin and Florida by following ultralight aircraft. John Scott reporting.
A North Carolina-based semiconductor company says it will build a $5 billion manufacturing plant with its home state to produce silicon carbide wafers. Wolfspeed plans to create 1,800 new jobs by the end of 2030, and they could in the area located in Chatham County. Check out more on these stories. Log on to SRN News and townhall.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. You know the phone number, 1-866-408-7669. It's going to be an interesting hour. Geraldo Rivera wants me to buy some time. He's just getting out of the shower. And Joel Berry, managing editor of the Babylon Bee, co-author of the Babylon Bee Guide to Democracy. It's called Fun. And we'll be taking your phone calls as well. We're privileged to come to you from the train station in Albany, New York. Thanks to
Paul Vandenberg, he's going to be on with us a little bit later this hour, to go inside Albany, the state capital. As you know, listening around the country and around the world, you may not know that, but there's a sense here in New York that there could be a change and that Lee Zeldin's got a legitimate shot against a truly overmatched, out of her depth, Kathy Hochul. But the inside story is really to be known and to be learned in the state's capital. So before we get to Geraldo, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
Ukrainian people are fighting heroically to defend themselves from Russian aggression, and they are rightly demanding to live in freedom and to shape their own future, to not have it be dictated by Russia.
Yeah, and things are certainly changing. They're all new axes of evil. Do you hear about this? Josh Rogan wrote about it today's Washington Post. Russia forming the black-hatted worldwide outlaws as they deem ties, as they actually have grown ties with North Korea, China, and Iran, while slowly bleeding out in battle after battle with the determined Ukrainian fighting force. What this means for the world.
Number two.
This is a total political hit on a former president because they're fearful he's going to be the president again.
That is Mike Davis last night with Laura Ingraham. Relentless. That's what the DOJ is showing when it comes to Trump, appealing the special master ruling last night and the Mar-a-Lago raid documents, and now targeting his main fundraising arm while the government sits on Hunter's laptop and the big guy's million-dollar paydays.
Number one.
Think about just the past couple weeks. We've had Eliza Fletcher gets murdered when she goes out for a run in her own neighborhood. And what were Joe Biden and the Democrats up to? Joe Biden was raiding the home of the president of the United States. They were calling half the country fascist and extremist.
Yeah, that is Jim Jordan, of course. The fight is on for as intolerance on all sides dominates the midterms. The latest to brawl overmatched Governor Hochul of New York, Governor DeSantis of Florida, all in the wake of the ugliness between hoodie socialist John Fetterman and Dr. Oz. Meanwhile, who is solving our problems on crime? Who's solving the problems on the border, inflation, and gas prices? Nobody. Right now, Geraldo Rivera, if he was given the job, he would solve all those things because there's nothing he can't do and there's nobody he hasn't met. Geraldo, welcome back.
I never met the Queen, and I regret that. She seems such an elegant and compassionate person, and certainly such a fine symbol for the British Empire in its waning days, Brian.
But, you know, Geraldo, she seems like a fine person, certainly a historic person who's seen so much in her lifetime. I get it. But the other thing is, people are forgetting, or are they? In the 1980s and 90s, Princess Diana swamped them. The world was against them and sided with her. And when her stories of how she described the family and her tragic death, I mean, the royal family was on its back, on its heels, wouldn't you say? And what a remarkable turnaround of late.
Definitely. I happened to be in France when Diana died tragically. It was just one of those serendipitous things, Brian. My driver who picked me up, I was actually on my boat in the island, British island of Menorca, and the British flags were lowered to half staff. And I thought the Queen had died then. That's 97, 98. But then I found out it was Diana. It was shocking. I went immediately to Paris. Just one of those lucky things. My driver was an associate of Henri Paul, the driver of the fatal limousine where Diana died. So I had great access, and it was stunning how the royal family was thought to be, if not responsible, then certainly cheering on Diana's untimely demise. I became friends with Dodi Fayed's father, Muhammad Al-Fayed, the owner of Harrods department store, and he definitely thought that the Duke of Edinburgh, the Queen's husband, was British MI6 was responsible for Diana's death. I never found any proof of that. I don't believe that. But there, as you point out correctly, you know, now we're singing her praises, but there have been controversies in the past, Brian.
And, you know, the thing is, think about the timing of Harry and Meghan Markle. Evidently, know somebody pretty familiar with J.R. Mohringer, who's writing Harry's book. This is going to be the utter definition of explosive. It's going to blow up the whole royal family. And basically labeled him in an Oprah interview as racist. And now he takes his money, comes to America, feels as though he's high and mighty. Think about the embarrassment, what's already happened. Now he's got to come back, and there's really no role for him. This guy was beloved by the UK. This guy serving in the military wanted to be one of the guys people kind of could relate to. And now, whatever's happened behind the scenes, I don't think he could feel pretty good about his decisions at this moment. What do you think?
Well, it's a great question. Craig and I happened just by one of the serendipitous timing, again, like Diana's death. We were in Helmand Province in Afghanistan, one of our many trips to Afghanistan, and we followed Prince Harry into Helmand Province. We missed him by a couple of days. But I must say that everybody in that very, very dangerous place where the Marines were fighting for their lives, for our lives, everyone was extolling the virtue of Harry's courage, how even though he was a royal, he was in the mix. He didn't stay in headquarters. He went on patrols and so forth. So I came to hold Harry in very high regard. The whole thing with Meghan Markle, you know, you marry a movie star, you got to deal with a lot of things. And the fact that brought race into that... the issue of race into the royal family. I think because of the military experience that I feel that I have a connection with him, and I sympathize with him perhaps more than most people, Brian.
I want to pivot, if I can, to the president's tone over the last 2 weeks. This whole MARA, ultra MAGA people, semi-fascists. I mean, what he's saying, it's just bizarre over the last 2 weeks. And then he walks back and he says, I don't mean everybody, but everybody. Mitch McConnell, I don't want to get into names, but I mean everybody. So, you know, what made America great? Strong borders, low taxes, redoing all the free trade agreements, pressuring Central America to control their population, not getting involved in foreign wars, but building up the military to be able to fight them. That pretty much defines it. You may not like some tweets, but that pretty much is what Donald Trump brought to the Republican Party. And people that believe in that doesn't mean you have to raid the Capitol. They're meshing two things in. Now, let me tell you if you agree with me on this. This is an opportunity for President Biden to reset. He could say, listen, I have a major address for the American public. The address is we got to stop doubting our elections. Do the best we can to secure. You go ahead and have legal fights if you wish. But for the last 20 years, everybody that loses protests and screams corruption. In 2001, Al Gore was magnanimous, but a lot of his supporters weren't. As Karl Rove pointed out, there was James Clyburn led a delegation of 30-plus to try to get the delegates in Ohio, I had forgotten about this, to flip and go for John Kerry. There was no substance in that. That was wrong. In 2016, the illegitimate cries about Donald Trump, that was wrong, as was Donald Trump wrong. If you can condemn both sides on this very critical issue, we might be able to reset the way we're looking at elections, where everyone thinks there's corruption every time we lose. And you know, we talk to people all the time that were Democrat or Republican. They're like, yeah, that was thrown. The Russians threw this. George W. Bush got his brother to throw that. And no one ever believes that the right man or woman won. This was an opportunity to reset that, call out both parties, and then call them in. Do you agree with that premise?
I do, and I was very disappointed by Joe Biden's tone. And I thought it was interesting that he made the speech in Wilkes-Barre, not in Philadelphia, where they have record homicides, where the streets are running red with blood, there's a ghetto civil war going on there. Biden, you know, sidestepped all the real issues plaguing the people of Pennsylvania and went off on that tirade that I thought was very, very unfortunate. And it seems to be uncharacteristic of him. I don't know who gave him that idea. That speech where you call half of America idiots is appropriate. I was very, very disappointed in Biden. I said so at the time.
Were you surprised as you flipped around almost, and I know you do, that almost everybody gave him thumbs up except for maybe an anchor or two on CNN that had somebody military in their family that said, great idea, finally he's fighting back, calling out Trump. He went almost a year and a half without saying my predecessor or the guy that was here before me. Now we can't stop saying Donald Trump, and now Republicans can't stop saying Joe Biden. It's a weird time.
So fake. It seems fake to me. It seems poll-driven. It seems run clean, authored. It's James Carville-esque. It's really so unfortunate, and it erodes the one thing that Biden had going for him, has or to a certain extent going for him, is that he's a nice person. He's a compassionate person. He seems to have a good heart. I mean, the Hunter Biden stuff's another topic, but when Biden goes off and becomes so strident and so inflammatory in his rhetoric and using the Marines and red background with flames, I thought it was Satan coming up out of hell itself. You just wonder, is everybody infected with this disease of opportunism, of ruthless, partisanship, where the reality doesn't matter only if it works for you politically? I mean, I long for the days. I remember when I was, a young man in New York State, and you're in the Capitol now, where the presiding officer in the Capitol, the governor, was Nelson Rockefeller, a Republican, a liberal Republican. The Attorney General of New York State was Louis Lefkowitz at that time, another Republican, another liberal Republican, Jacob Javits, the Dean of the United States Senate at that time, another liberal Republican. We used to have liberals in the Republican Party, as I am, but no more. Now the parties are divided ideologically, red versus blue. There's a kind of a savage aspect to the disdain we have for the other side. I long for the days when each party had liberals, moderates, and conservatives. I worry for the country. And I got a lot of press, most of it negative, in the last couple of days, where I said I would never support Donald Trump again because of his election denialism and what it's done to erode confidence in elections. You're right to point out, other examples of that happening, but nothing ever approaching the scale of this where the Constitution itself was in peril, Brian.
Lastly, just your thoughts on... if a Republican nominee is not Donald Trump, whoever it is, whether it's DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Kristi Noem, Tom Cotton, Mike Pompeo, whoever it is, do you believe they are attacked and it's every media outlet except a handful against that Republican nominee again? Or is it just Donald Trump that people are so dead set against? The massive investigations, they launched another one yesterday on Trump. Is that going to be the story for every Republican?
Oh, I hate the way the Democrats have weaponized the Department of Justice, and I suspect that is absolutely true. And you raise an excellent question for all of us. Is this just about Donald Trump, or is this something deeper where by any means necessary? If it was Mitt Romney, would the Democrats be so savage in their attacks? I think, sadly, that Trump has certainly exacerbated the situation, and he's a very inflammatory figure. But I worry that there's a divide now that it's very difficult to bridge. And you mentioned, I just want to quickly reference Liz Eldon and Kathy Hochul.
Yeah.
That's a very intriguing race. I mean, she obviously came out of nowhere, Lieutenant Governor of New York, and elevated with Andrew Cuomo's travails. But whether or not she can sustain, it'd be really interesting to see what New Yorkers, beset by crime and disorder, what secretly they do. I remember very clearly when David Dinkins, the first black mayor of New York, ran against Rudy Giuliani, and everybody said, I'm going to vote for Dinkins, and the count was tallied, and it turned out that Giuliani won that second time they ran against each other. So it'll be interesting to see if people say Kathy Hochul, and they vote for Liz Eldon.
There's a sense here, and Paul Vandenberg, who is knows everything about Albany, says, number one, he predicted that Cuomo would go down and not come back up. He doesn't have many allies. And number two, he says Zeldin's got a real shot. And I think that he's starting to make some inroads in Manhattan, and that would be key. They say he needs between 29-31% if he wants to win in Manhattan. And I'll tell you, I have not gone into Penn Station of late and not had somebody standing at the escalator saying, vote for Lee Zeldin, and handing out cards. And I've never seen that before.
Hey, Matt did a pretty good campaign. He's a good, solid performer. I don't think he's super flashy or, particularly articulate, but he gets the message out. He's a hard worker and
military guy.
Military guy, which is to me crucial for for that job.
Hey, Geraldo, your mission now is to have a great weekend.
Thanks. Thanks for the boat.
What a shocker. Thanks so much, Geraldo Rivera. Well, once again, reminding how narrow and empty my life is as he heads to his yacht. it's so funny. Listen, when we come back, we'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. We're on the road in Albany, but, of course, wherever you are, you could be on a national radio show in just a moment. Bottom of the hour, we have some laughs with the Babylon Bee.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply. Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Two sisters that came to the rescue on a flight from Boston to Florida makes today's Dean's List. Nicole Kelly is a nurse and her sister Lindsay Byrne is a firefighter and paramedic. Luckily, both were aboard a JetBlue aircraft when a flight attendant requested help from anyone on board who had a medical background. Kelly and Nicole didn't miss a beat. They assessed the woman who was unconscious and wasn't looking well. She barely had a pulse and was having difficulty breathing. Kelly says the passenger was unresponsive. They heard a faint beeping noise and realized a blood sugar monitor. They both knew she was having a diabetic emergency. The sisters got sugar packets out and put the sugar underneath the passenger's tongue until she became conscious again. They remained with her until they landed and the woman was taken to the hospital. Fire Chief Neil McPherson says that incidents like these are what first responders and medical professionals train for. Nicole and Lindsay, there's no doubt you both are heroes. And you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Help. A cancer patient in Argentina may have found the solution to losing hair during chemotherapy, applying very cold temperatures to the scalp. Paula Estrada created a helmet made of ice packs to wear during her rounds of chemo. And according to oncologist Gonzalo Recondo, it was successful.
It is based on the cold temperature that produces vasoconstriction. Vasoconstriction lowers the amount of drug that gets to the hair follicle, and that helps to stave off the hair.
Chemotherapy drugs are designed to attack fast fast-growing cancer cells, but they can also target other rapid-growing cells in a patient's body, including ones in their hair follicles. Because the ICE method yielded results, the helmet caught on, and similar versions have already helped at least 60,000 cancer patients across multiple countries, including the U.S. and Mexico. To be effective, doctors say the cooling helmets must be worn from the start of a person's first chemo session and swapped out every 30 minutes. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You know, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican is a MAGA Republican. Not every Republican embraces the extreme ideology. I know because I've worked with them, and the mainstream Republicans, and there's still a few of them left. But the extreme set of MAGA Republicans has chosen to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division.
Not really. That's just not true. And that's my whole point, is that the people that have worked with him believe everything Donald Trump believes. They just would do it differently. For example, Rob Portman voted with him. Senator John Cornyn voted with him on guns. Portman was with him on infrastructure. Senator Cassidy with him on infrastructure. Almost every one of them, there's not one that isn't for strong borders. Not one of them didn't vote for tax reform that Donald Trump did. Not one of them wasn't for the Donald Trump redoing NAFTA with USMCA. Not one of them was not in for the new trade deals with South Korea and others. All of them, for the most part, some of them disagree with them pulling out of Afghanistan. I think that's normal. All of them were on board with isolating Iran and for the Abraham Accords. That's what the MAGA agenda was. You might not like the storming the Capitol. I don't know anyone that thought that was a good move, to have the rally and to storm the Capitol. Never a good move. Even to go to the Capitol, not a good move. But that is not radical MAGA behavior. That's a bunch of people overzealous who went out of control, don't know what was behind it, and thought elections were being stolen. I don't think it was stolen. But I do think things happened that need to be examined, like the holding back of Operation Warp Speed's vaccine before the election and the Hunter Biden laptop suppression of that story that would have absolutely affected the outcome. Those are real. The other stuff isn't.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Poker is coming back to Wind River Resort and Casino. We are excited to reopen our poker room and bring you the thrill of live hosted poker tables Thursday through Sunday from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. The chips are stacking up and we're going all in with the grand reopening Thursday, September 1st at 6 p.m. We are raising the limit with Texas Hold'em games. Join us for splash pots and giveaways from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
You know, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican is a MAGA Republican. Not every Republican embraces the extreme ideology. I know because I've worked with them, and the mainstream Republicans, and there are still a few of them left. But the extreme set of MAGA Republicans has chosen to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division.
Wow. That is the message from President Biden over the last 2 weeks at various times. He's given the same speech over and over. Somehow he believes, Geraldo thinks it's Ron Klain, but I think it's Joe Biden. He believes that that's the way to do it, to call out Donald Trump and say they were an unacceptable threat to democracy rather than attack crime, inflation, gas prices, certainly anything at the border. And, you know, what is going on and maybe not helping out our allies overseas. With us right now to tackle this and some of the farcical nature of politics today is a man that does it on a regular basis. He is from the Babylon Bee, and he is going to be joining us right now. Joel Berry is with us now, and Joel is a co-author of the book, The Babylon Bee Guide to Democracy. Joel, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. So, first off, is some of the stuff writing itself that you are actually covering, when you see some of the speeches and some of the things that come out, do you say to yourself, did I write that? Did I load his teleprompter? I mean, in a guy that was supposed to be unifying, he goes out of his way with the worst backdrop in the history of politics in front of Independence Hall. He dupes some Marines to stand behind him and then gives one of the most divisive speeches ever. And I'm saying the whole thing is humorous, if not tragic.
Yeah, it's so true. That speech was so outrageous, not just in what he said, but just the visual presentation of it was so outrageous and so offensive. But at the same time, you know, us at the Babylon Bee and our twisted minds, we're looking at it and thinking he just gave us the best gift. We have material for the next week now. Like, right. All we have to do is paint a little Hitler mustache on him, and the joke writes itself. I mean, it really is. While it is frustrating and outrageous that he's being so divisive, there is so much that is just inherently funny about the way he's behaving and the things that he's saying. It's just ripe for comedy.
And Joel, one of the times that you guys became the news is what's going on with social media. A lot of people have experienced it, especially in my building at Fox. All of a sudden, their account's suspended. One, they're being sarcastic. Number two, it's because they're saying something about a vaccine that might be, some people think, is inaccurate, or they say something they thought would be labeled as dangerous. What happened to you guys?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, we've been fighting the social media battle, for years now. It started with Facebook and their partnership with Snopes. They used this weird fact-checking scheme to come after the Babylon Bee. We've also been kicked off of Twitter for misgendering Rachel Levine, the assistant HHS secretary.
Who was a man and became a woman, right?
That's right, a biological man. And what had happened was USA Today had named Rachel Levine their Woman of the Year. And again, you talk about how the comedy just writes itself. We thought that was so funny, we decided to kind of troll a little bit and make we created our own award, and we named Rachel Levine the Babylon Bee's Man of the Year. And that was a bridge too far for Twitter, and that's what ended up getting us locked out.
Which is, I think it's time to go to Truth Social, maybe. I don't think they would lock you out on that. I'm pretty sure it won't. Joel, do you find humor in this on a regular basis? And is social media something you guys need desperately? Because, I mean, you need to be on Facebook. Do you need to be on Twitter and Instagram?
Yeah, well, we do depend on it. A lot of our traffic does come from social media. And it is very important, I think, to fight for our right to be on these platforms. I know we have alternatives like Truth Social and Parler and Getter and things like that, but Twitter is still very much the public square. It's where most people are, and I think it's important to fight that battle for our right to speak in the public square. But it's the encouraging thing is that even as we've been kind of suppressed on social media, our fans are still finding us. You know, the internet's an amazing thing. It's very hard to suppress a compelling voice or a truthful voice, and what we're finding now is a lot of our traffic's just organic. People visit the site, people subscribe to our newsletter, and they're still able to get their morning Babylon Bee fix without having to go to these big tech oligarchs to depend on them to show them what they think they should see.
So where did the idea of putting this into a book come from?
Well, yeah, we had a last year we released a book called The Babylon Bee Guide to Wokeness, which was a big hit, and we were kind of trying to think about, you know, what we wanted to write about this year, and it's very timely because I think just the word democracy is a word that is often spoken with such sanctimony and self-righteousness these days by people that don't even really understand what democracy is. And so we kind of played with that idea a little bit, and this is a guide to how to protect and defend and be a guardian of our sacred and holy democracy, you know, insert sarcasm font here.
Exactly.
You know, we there's also a little education in the book. I think the great thing about writing a book is it allows us to get a little more material in there than you'll see in our standard, you know, daily headlines. We talk about, you know, the system that America is designed to be. We're not a pure democracy. We're a constitutional republic, and you know, our system was designed to defend against the, you know, the tyranny of the majority. And so we get to you know, sprinkle in a little education in with the comedy when we write these books.
So, you know, one thing I noticed, for example, I mean, there's so much comedically available with Joe Biden. I think even with his own family. I mean, the way he loses himself, the invisible handshakes, the way when Barack Obama shows up, he all virtually disappears. You know, he's got to be walked to the podium everywhere he goes. But no one brings that up. In fact, I remember during the debates when it looked like Joe Biden was done, when he was no longer even called on the debates, before it looked like Bernie Sanders is going to get the nomination, they panicked and pushed him forward. Remember Jason Sudeikis played Joe Biden? As a comedic look at Joe Biden, he was hysterical. Talked too loud, yes. Interrupted people, made no sense. It was fun. That's what used to happen all the time. Remember, Ronald Reagan was always duped as old. They said, you know, they made fun of every president, Republican and Democrat, if you look at Carson. And then when he gets the job, the guy that imitates Joe Biden just acts like Joe Biden. You know, the guy that interviewed Alec Baldwin just acts like an angry Donald Trump. They've lost the idea of humor, but they did it intentionally. Does that blow you away?
Yeah, you know, and that was a big part of what fed the Babylon Bee's rise. You know, in 2016, when Trump was elected, I think a lot of comedians got this idea that, you know, our democracy is in such danger now that comedy has to take the back burner. You know, now we're going to use our platform full time to protect our democracy and get rid of Donald Trump. That became their mission, and they really, you know, they forgot what comedy's supposed to be. And so a lot of these jokes, I mean, the low hanging fruit with Biden, everything surrounding him, that, you know, they dropped a lot of those jokes, and here we are, the Babylon Bee, low hanging fruit that no one else is picking up. We're like, okay, we'll joke about it. And we kind of became the avenue for that.
Joel Berry, congratulations on the book, The Babylon Bee Guide to Democracy. Best of luck. And hopefully Elon Musk buys Twitter, puts you back as one of his first moves, and brings some normalcy to the social media world.
We'll see.
All right. Go get him, Joel. Thanks. When we come back, Paul Vandenberg joins us and brings us inside what's happening in New York politics. When people talk about sleeper races and candidates and upsets, a lot of people point to the Senate race in Colorado. Others say, look out for what's happening in Washington. I say, and Paul believes, look out for the governor's race in bright blue New York. He'll explain when we come back on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply. Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We tried Dynovite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynovite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynovite.
Your home is the largest investment you'll make in a lifetime. But do you even know what it's really worth? Now, Ownerly.com gives you the information that real estate investors and professional agents don't want you to see. Knowing your home's worth helps you get the best value when selling and helps you manage it when not. Need a home valuation? Ownerly.com gives you three, while the other guys only offer one. It's time to take ownership of your home with Ownerly.com. That's O-W-N-E-R-L-Y.com. Ownerly.com. See what your home's worth.
Paid for by Ownerly.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Tuesday, join me, Brett Baer, Chief Political Anchor and Executive Editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and possible solutions to the biggest and most important issues. You can hear new episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's the combination of pro-criminal laws that we see passed in Albany. We have some district attorneys like Alvin Bragg refusing to enforce the law. You have some lax district attorneys, judges, who are letting people out in some other cases where the prosecutors are asking for bail to be set, and then we end up reading about the repeat offenders.
That is Lee Zeldin. He's the congressman from Long Island who wants to be the governor from New York. With me right now is Paul Vanderberg from WGDJ, right over here in Albany, New York. They're kind enough to carry us here on 1300. Thanks so much, Paul. Thanks so much for helping us last night, first off, telling everybody we were coming. Great crowd. Appreciate you coming out, too, helping us at the end.
It was a good night.
Yeah.
It was good. Now on this, I don't know the answer to this. I'll ask you. You were happy with last night, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, what a beautiful facility. The egg looks like an egg, and what an incredible. They could do two shows at the same time in that building.
Well, remember, one thing about the egg is the customer service there was outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, they made sure you had everything you need. When I arrived, they escorted me up. They brought me up in the back elevator. But then even where you were, you know, with your crew, I mean, you guys are up here from downstate. They had food. They had plenty to drink. I mean, they were just, they're on top of their game. They do a nice job there. I give them a lot of credit.
It was good to see some people here. You told me something. You don't throw this out lightly. You would never have said this as much as you thought. I think Rob Astorino is a great guy and certainly a broadcaster. He started in broadcasting.
Right.
We knew he was going to win.
Oh, no, not at all.
And you never would have said that. Paul, how long have you been in Albany?
I've been doing radio here since 86.
Since 86. How well do you know the political landscape locally?
Pretty well. I know it very well. Very well.
You know a lot of the players. You get a real sense of...
You do. You do.
You told me something about Cuomo. I said, listen, he's going to have a comeback. He's got all this money. And what did you tell me?
About who, Andrew?
Andrew.
That I don't think he'll ever run again.
Why?
Because, it's my sense. This isn't politics. It's more the human being. Andrew off for a little while, and it settles in what happened. And you think about running again. You know people aren't probably going to vote for you, that you probably weren't out your welcome at that point. Personally, I don't think he'd ever run again for anything, Andrew.
And part of it is he has no friends.
He has, you're right about that. He has very few friends. You know, that was always, when he was here, remember, he grew up here. He went to school in New York, but he really grew up here when his father was governor. And there was so much said about him over time. You know, Fred Dicker did the show in this time slot before you. And Fred was the state editor for the New York Post. He did the show from the state capitol for 22 years for me. And one thing that Fred brought up many times was that Mario Cuomo told Fred years ago that he didn't trust his son. He went to tell the truth. Fred told that story many times. And he was always quite concerned about what he said. And, I think that came to fruition up here. He doesn't have very many friends. That whole story blew up on him. And he's gone now, and I think people, they haven't forgotten him, but he's pretty much gone. I was surprised the last couple of weeks to see him reemerge. There's nowhere for him at this point.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you don't necessarily need somebody to have a beer with. You need somebody that respects you. Hey, you know, this guy gets things done. That's what you're talking about. You know, it doesn't matter how many people go to your barbecue,
Absolutely.
But you have the respect is what you're referring to.
Right.
But you said something to me last night that I got the sense, but I'm on Long Island, we're talking more of the national scene, but I see him all the time. And I'm pulling for him, being before when he was running in Congress. You think Lee Zeldin has more than just a shot?
Oh, no. I think Lee Zeldin's going to be the next governor of New York. And there's a couple of reasons why. First and foremost, Brian, I'm not buying into this garbage that the media is telling us about how it's not going to be a red wave. It's going to be split up. No, it's not. As we get closer to Election Day, people are going to settle in on issues that, like you talk about all the time, inflation, the border,
crime.
The people, these are the issues. Now, they're trying to sell us on the idea that abortion's the big issue. Get out of my life. That's not the big issue to people in the world today. It's just our New York.
They're saying it's divisive, the deciding issue as so far in Michigan, but you're not buying it.
Not at all. Not at all. You know, and you want to talk to me about Kansas? Okay, you're going to have these elections in the middle of August. You know, and one party needs to send a message. They're going to work hard. They're going to work harder to get their people out, which is the case there. You got to do this in the middle of the summer. You know, we saw the election downstate here in the middle of the summer, where Molinaro was leading and he lost the race. Well, a lot of folks up here attributed that to the idea that Democrats just did a better job of getting people out. Remember, Molinaro had a 3-point lead going into that. Molinaro is also kind of. You know, he's kind of a light Republican to begin with, and I might have hurt him a little bit, but I don't think the Republicans really got out to support him because the race was in the summer. But to get back to your original question, let me talk about Zeldin. Zeldin is a guy, the Siena poll came out about 3 weeks ago up here, okay? And the Siena poll pointed out that Zeldin was at, I believe, 38%. Hochul, in a state that's dominant Democrat, dominant.
Is it 3-1?
Yes. Well, it's more 2-1 than 3-1, but it's up. It's 60s in the 30s. I don't know exactly what it is now, but still, this is a dominant Democrat state. Hochul was at 53% in that poll. Zeldin at 38, I think it was, or 39. But the key to that was Zeldin had very low name recognition. Now, wait a minute. what's she doing at 53% in a state that's 2-1 Democrat? Okay, and then the Trafalgar poll comes out 2 days later; she's at 51%.
And Zeldin's within 3 points.
Zeldin, well, the Trafalgar poll that came out this week has him within 3 or 4 points. But what has he done? He hasn't done a lot. But the one thing he has done, he was on my show last week. He was here in Albany. He's in New York City, and he's working in New York City, and he told us he's got to get 29% of the vote in New York City. Now, Brian, listen, you know, you got to read the human being in some of this, too. These people in New York City, you're going to tell me they're going to vote for the Democrat from Buffalo?
Who's letting everybody out of crime?
She's letting people out of jail.
Yeah.
She's telling you that abortion's the big issue. She gives the Pegulas $1 billion-plus for the Buffalo Bills, and she's done nothing for the people in this state. Now we've got a massive story in the Times Union up here yesterday about how she's taking kickbacks. Well, I say kickback. Kickbacks are strong. She's taking money from these. Her campaign is taking an awful lot of money from these preferred firms that are getting all kinds of money for COVID test kits, and they're overcharging the state by a rate of $13 to $5 that the others are charged. I mean, the stories with this woman do not get better.
And by the way, she's missed lockdown, number one. Number two is she told people who are conservatives in New York State, like Lee Zeldin, go to Florida.
Exactly.
Who ever heard of that approach to winning over voters? Go to Florida?
Nobody. And did you see this yesterday where DeSantis really pushed back hard on her in that regard? He pushed back hard.
He said she is Cuomo 2.0.
He's right. She is. She wants people to leave the state. You know, this is what Cuomo did, too. Cuomo was a guy that didn't like conservatives, didn't think this was a place for Republicans, conservatives. And she's the same way. But, Brian, she's never been elected to this, okay?
Right.
You know, and now all of a sudden, this story this week is a big deal because we had this thing here called the Buffalo Billion, where people were convicted, including the guy closest to Cuomo, Joe Percoco. Four of them went to jail, okay? Now some of them are out because of an appeal, but still they went to jail. They were convicted on every charge. This story the Times Union laid out yesterday is pretty much the same thing,
wow,
the way I see it. And now is anything going to happen between now and Election Day to hurt? No. There's a Democrat AG in this state, and I don't think the FBI is going to go after it. But it's quite a story nonetheless. She's not going to get elected. Right?
Predicting Zeldin will win.
Yeah.
And we heard it here first. Alice, make sure we record this, Al. Paul, thanks so much for
Thank
everything.
You, Brian.
We'll
thanks
see you again soon.
Up.
Brian Kilmeade from Albany, New York. Don't move.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply. Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.